This is Spoiler Alert with Marco Rosa and John Trax. You're listening to episode 66, Batman Arkham City. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Spoiler Alert. I'm Marco Rosa.
John Trax.
I'm Batman.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, some girl really hates you on Get Glue.
She does.
That was hilarious. I woke up in the morning and I saw it. I was like, this is great. And she's a girl.
She's a hot girl, too.
Yeah, she's not bad looking. Some girl tore into Mark on Get Glue because he didn't like Warhammer. It's funny because it was exactly like everything I said, and she just kind of went into
it. Who cares?
Yeah, it's funny.
You can have your own opinion.
She doesn't listen to the show, so maybe she'll listen to that episode.
No, because she was like, I'm sure your show is really successful.
Yeah, I know. That's why I wrote, if you did listen to the show, you'd see that neither of, I liked it and he didn't. Not that I didn't really like it.
You didn't like it.
It wasn't. I'd play it again. It just wasn't good. It's not good.
I'd rather play good games.
All right, we should really get into this because this is going to be long as hell.
Go on. Should we get into the other thing we did?
Oh, what did we play? We finally played the...
I bought the Gears of War board game.
Yeah, we played a round of the Gears of War board game. Totally wrong.
Oh, totally wrong. Completely wrong.
Okay, I guess we'll do it again Sunday. Yeah. We should probably film some of that.
No, I'll film the whole thing. I'm exporting the other one for you, man.
Oh, joy.
You can do what you want with that.
I don't know how I'm going
to
do that.
You said you wanted to edit it.
No, I do want to edit it. I got to put it on... I've never edited a video before. I guess I got to put it on...
Use iMovie. It's not hard.
Yeah, use iMovie. It's not hard.
Your father a parrot? A parrot?
That really made me laugh. And I got a 3DS. That's new.
Lots happen.
Yeah, I got a 3DS.
That's what happens when you do a video. A lot of stuff happens.
Oh, I've been playing Zelda a lot. And I was going to buy a couple of Professor Layton's today. But I didn't. I really like the Professor Layton's. It's just that every time I see something like that...
I finished the first one.
I know, but automatically my brain goes dirty when I see that stuff. Like Professor Layton and like the giant London cock of Texas.
One, two, yeah. Three. How many prostitutes are there?
I don't give a shit. I gotta get that. I have it! Or he shakes his head. Fucking asshole. Yeah, automatically I think like Professor Layton and Trenton, the prostitutes and the dead hookers. Professor Layton, there's trunks full of dead hookers.
Oh, I hate that kid.
Professor Layton. I can't wait till they make the 3D one and the hookers are in 3D. All right. Batman. First one was great. Everybody loves it. Second one, also spectacular.
Equally, in fact, I think it's better.
Yeah, I think it's better in ways. I think that...
So I actually read the comics. I know you didn't.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what the hell happened. You have to tell me what happened here.
It's basically the end of the story about how it opened up.
Yeah, because at the end of...
Go ahead.
At the end of Arkham Asylum, he's just like, oh, the Riddler's out or whatever. And you're like, oh, no, we better catch this guy. And then all of a sudden, you're like tied up to a chair.
Oh, yeah. That was kind of weird. We'll get into that.
I was like, well, what then? Why is Hugo Strange here? What's going on?
All right. I read the comics.
Yeah, you bought
the comics. They just basically tell you about how it was what Sharp wanted it, and Strange was manipulating Sharp.
Yeah,
to do it.
Well, they really tell you of it. So that's it. What happened? They let out. They sectioned off an island near Gotham.
It's Escape from New York.
So it's a part of Gotham. They just sectioned it off.
It's Escape from New York. Instead of having an island, it's actually just
part of Gotham.
Yeah.
All right. So that didn't make it. They don't really explain that, do they? In the game.
No, they just kind of throw you in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they expect you to read the comics.
Yeah, but then you're just Bruce Wayne in the beginning. Like, hi, I'm Bruce Wayne.
Hi.
Oh, this is the chair I'm tied to. All right. So,
I should probably start it because you played Catwoman before.
Well, what it does is first I put this thing in and I have a hacked Xbox. He bought this thing. I bought it. I didn't buy it. Mine was just a disc. And, I put it in there. Every time I put it in there, it was like, would you like to redeem the Catwoman code? Fuck Catwoman. That's what I said.
Oh, you serious? It bugged you every time?
Yeah, every single time I put it in, it was just like, would you like to download the code to play Catwoman? Do you have the code for Catwoman? Or
they offered
fuck
to sell
Catwoman?
It?
My answer was fuck Catwoman every time, because fuck Catwoman.
did they offer to sell it to you?
Yeah, it was either buy, redeem, or just...
How much was it?
Fuck Catwoman.
I'm just curious.
Oh, Catwoman, meow, I'm on the roof. Ooh, it's a shit. Give me someone cool to play. Give me Batwoman.
They made her tits smaller in the game.
I'd rather be Batwoman, who's a lesbian.
I think I read a Batwoman. I thought it's just the Oracle now.
No, that's Batgirl.
Oh, Batwoman, not Batgirl.
Batgirl is Oracle. Batwoman is Batwoman. She's a lesbian, and she goes out with...
I guess they felt bad for Barbara.
She goes out with... Well, no, she's not in the wheelchair anymore, Oracle. She's miraculously healed.
That's good.
Yeah, this is comics. Exactly. Yeah, so I said, fuck Catwoman. And before you were actually Bruce Wayne, you're Catwoman?
You're Catwoman. The first thing you do is
Catwoman. Okay, well, then you better start that off, because I have no idea what happened.
It's really short. You're just in a building, and I think it's all a cutscene. You don't actually fight yet.
Okay.
And this Two Faces guys are in like this room, and they find a safe like behind a painting, and that's what you were going after for some reason. Yeah. Like, they don't explain anything. It's just like they just drop you in it, and they find this safe, and you're like, oh, I want that, and you like knock them out, and you open the safe, and you take like an SD card. It's actually an SD card because it actually looks like an SD card.
Is it from ScanDisc?
It doesn't have to be from... I don't know. They show the contact. They don't show the label on it. She's like, oh, fuck yeah, got it. And then Two-Face is behind you, and he stops you.
Two-Face is cool. And so is Catwoman's cool in this. I just didn't care about being her. The character model is cool. Like, she's hot looking, and it's just... They did a good job.
That looks like how she looks in the comics, only...
Yeah, and Two-Face is really good. Is good. Is really cool looking. I think we'll get through them as we get through them. But you see,
if you die in their areas, like when you're up to them, like whatever they'll be like, oh, Batman, haha, you suck. I totally killed you.
Which is still really annoying because it takes a long time to load and it kind of slows it down. But I didn't really die that much. I died like twice.
I installed it, so it went.
I really didn't die that much. I died at the end.
I would screw around and try to kill people different ways. That's why I would die.
Sometimes I would. I'm gonna keep playing. It's just that we have to do more games. So I can't.
Yeah, well, I did. The only things I have to do yet still are the trophies, which I'm not going to get a lot of.
Yeah, we'll get through it. Okay, so.
A couple of the little stupid things.
Okay, so yeah, they.
So as soon as Two-Face stops you, it goes into. You're sitting in the chair.
Okay.
That's where the regular game starts.
So now you're Bruce Wayne and you're tied to a chair. And you don't know why. You're just fucking tied to a chair. And, well, first they show Hugo Strange, don't they?
Hugo Strange is like talking to you as you're tied in the jail.
And then isn't Vicki Vale's outside?
She's reporting about Bruce Wayne trying to stop Arkham City. And you see, see him getting caught.
Wait, you're not chained in a chair first. First you make there's a news report and you're about to make a statement at the podium about Arkham City.
I think that was on TV. I think you're watching that.
Oh, is that what it was? You're watching yourself? Because then the SWAT comes. The SWAT guys come out and hit you. But they're like Hugo Strange SWAT guys.
Right.
And they like drag you into Arkham City. Yeah.
They're the Blackwater.
So now you're in a prison cell chained to a chair. And it's funny because I was like, I bet you I'm going to have to rock back and forth to get out of this. And then it was just like push. Or like you just sit there. And if you don't do anything, he just sits there and kind of looks around. But then you have to move the remote left and right. So he rocks back and forth. And I was like, oh, I had a feeling I was going to have to do that. Because that's what I would do. You know, you'd fall on the floor just to annoy the guards. Because they come in and just beat you and be like, why'd you tip yourself over? And I'd be like, ah. Yeah, so.
While they're beating you, ah.
I'd laugh at them. What are they going to do? You talk to a chair. All you can do is laugh. So the guard comes in and he's just like, you asshole. You knocked yourself over, which is what I would have done. And thought, hey, yes. So he comes in to beat you. And then you kind of counter move him and just beat the shit out of him. You can do some crazy bat move on him, right?
Well, you're Bruce Wayne right now, so you're doing some Bruce Wayne move on him.
Hugo Strange knows that you're Batman.
Yeah.
Mm. That's good cum. Okay. And you take something from him. You take his key card.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You take it from him. And then more guards come in and just start beating you, but you just take it because you're a pussy. No, you take it because you have a plan. And then they escort you out into the prison grounds, which is basically like the...
It's the go-between. It's the purgatory of Arkham City.
Yeah, it's like, what's the name? It's like
it's like the lobby.
I want to say fucking Escape from Manhattan. It's like that, when they first take you in. So they make you line up an A, and then if you don't walk towards A, they beat you.
Really? I think I just went towards A.
Because there's B and C, and like if you walk over to C, the guy's like, where are you going? And he just like tases you. So you have to go back to the thing. So then you walk up to the line, and you walk in, and Jack Ryder's there, and then there's another guy, and he's just like, you're on my list, guy. So I don't know if he comes back on one of the side missions, but I didn't meet him
yet.
Who
was it?
Just some dude. He didn't have a mask on or anything like that. But Jack Ryder is there, and Jack Ryder is the...
It wasn't Zass or anything, right?
No. I would have known him. He was just some dude.
Jack he was Bane.
Was Bane in this?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see him.
You didn't do the Bane missions?
No.
The Bane missions were the Titan formula, the Titan tanks. No.
I saw Croc. Oh,
God.
Once.
We'll get to it. I wrote down the order I did the side missions. All right,
yeah, I don't even know what the hell...
So Jack John doesn't do side missions, by the way.
No, I did a couple of them. Jack Ryder is the creeper, but not yet. He's with the news reporter. Turns into the creeper. So they open the gates, and you go fight some guys when you're in the chains, because they're beating Jack Ryder. Because Jack
still in the chains.
Yeah, and they're just like beating Jack Ryder, and then the shitty penguin.
Are they beating
comes.
Him or beating him off? What the hell?
No, oh yeah, Jack Ryder, I love your news reporting. Oh god, yeah, that's what they're doing. And shitty penguin comes.
Yeah, this is the shittiest penguin
this
ever.
Is really the shittiest penguin I've ever seen.
He has like a hard British accent.
Oh, he fucking sucks. I don't understand. I mean, I don't. You know, it can. It's not. It's the voice sucked.
Dud.
Because it was just. It was.
Did. What was it in his?
Yeah, he had like a talk box, but he didn't use it.
He had a cancer kazoo.
Yeah, I guess because from fucking smoking those things with the thing. Yeah, he had a cancer kazoo, but it didn't talk with the cancer kazoo. And he's a horrible... The character model they used for him is horrible.
Yeah, it looks like crap. He sounds like crap.
He's just... Big disappointment.
Like, hello there, Batman.
Not even. It's just horrible. Horrible. You know? I would have preferred like the 60s Penguin to that. It was really shitty. Yeah. It was a really shitty penguin. I was very disappointed by that.
I'd prefer a dead Burgess Meredith.
I mean,
this.
It's a gift from the gods. That's, yeah. What's the name?
Clash of the Titans. Twilight Zone?
Clash of the Titans. Well, I mean, the first game had the shitty.
Who was shitty?
Scarecrow.
In the first?
I didn't really like the Scarecrow model. His voice was good, but I didn't care. Yeah. I didn't care for the Scarecrow model. This both the voice and that model is just shitty.
It was terrible.
I mean, it's cool that he's in there. I'm very happy that he's in there. Anyway, yeah, it's a shitty penguin.
He knocked your ass out.
Worst penguin I've ever seen. Yeah, he tries to hit you with brass knuckles, but you counter him.
And you have to do it.
Yeah, otherwise. You have to, because he'll just keep punching you in the face. Yeah. And then you fight all his guards. And then you run up to the get higher because your signal won't reach, and then you call Alfred.
Well, you break his hand.
Oh, the penguin's hand.
Yeah, you break penguin's
okay.
hand.
Okay.
And then you break out of your cuffs as you're fighting. You like kind of like smash your cuffs and they break off.
Then you fight all his guards that he sends after you. Same moves as the first game. Same kind of counter system.
Oh, no, we didn't get that yet. Go ahead. Yeah, not same moves.
More it's the same just, same counter moves. You know, you push Y. And
there's
he, like,
more, though. There's like the,
yeah, there's a couple of them.
There's more upgrades. You do like A and B together. It does something special.
Yeah. And then, you know, he does like, he push Y when the guy's head flashes. And he does like the Batman counter move. And he totally moves like Batman. Just like the first game. This is a good investment. I probably would have paid like $80 for this game.
I think I paid like $100.
Yeah. What did you get? The stupid monument. That's right. Because I bought like the Skyrim. It comes with like a dragon. I think the dragon flies it to your house, and you get to ride him for an hour. And then
everybody gets to ride him for an hour. You just go from house to house.
You get the ticket, and then you go, here's my Skyrim ticket, and then you get to ride around the dragon. Could it be like Kenny and the thing from fucking from the metal heavy, heavy metal land?
You pay him a dollar. You pay him a dollar. You get to burn down somebody's house.
Our mom gave us a dollar and
metal highway.
No, is it
the Kenny dance?
Yeah, I forget who that was. A one way ticket to midnight. Call it heavy metal
highway.
I can't remember his name. It was the second singer from Van Halen. All right.
Sammy Hagar.
But that was Sammy Hagar. It wasn't Van Halen. Yeah. So then you climb onto the roof of Ace Chemicals, and a bat plane or a bat thing drops something on the top.
It's the Batwing. Yeah.
It's a Batwing.
It's actually the Batwing Mark II.
Wonderful. It drops
when you do it. You get the whenever you something new gets introduced, you get like the bio of it.
Oh, so yeah,
you
you're right.
Learn more about it, and it says like Batwing Mark II.
I actually have to do more of those because I wanted to get the Harley Quinn 3D model so I could masturbate to it, but I didn't get it.
I think I have it.
Was Ivy in this? Poison Ivy?
Yep.
I finished the game with 28%.
I finished it with 56.
And then the actual story of the game is about 25%. So, yeah. Pretty sure I saw a Riddler thing somewhere. I
I saw something green.
I was on a building. Had a question mark green. On it. I walked by it. I was like, all right, what's the next mission?
That might be poison. I don't want to touch that.
Yeah, I didn't want that. It's green. I don't like green. I thought that was broccoli or something. I left it alone. Yeah, so the Mark II Batwing.
I forget how you open it. I think you do like a giant dildo or something.
Yeah, he puts his face up to it. He drops a giant dildo on the building, and you go up to this giant dildo. And it's a bat suit. Baloo, hooray. Baloo. And then the Zelda thing comes out. He holds it up as the cowl.
He holds up over his head.
And then he just puts it on. Yeah.
Wait, he shimmies it on?
Well, that's what. Oh, and you know what I saw? Remember when we talked, when we did the Zelda episode, when you were just like, oh, there's no red, I said there's no red suit in,
there is a red Walker suit.
Team. Yeah, you said it was in the market. It's not in the market. It's in fucking the Goron's palace. It's in the Goron.
I know there's a red suit.
Yeah, it's in the Goron market. It's 200 rupees.
I knew that it was in the market.
Yeah, you know, you're right. You're correct. I forgot that there was one in that because I never bought it. All right.
I bought it, like, I never bought it before because I never had a 64. I bought it like 3 times now because I bought it on the virtual console. Thing, yeah.
It looks really good on the 3DS. It looks really good.
I was surprised. I thought it was just going to be the same.
No.
I thought it was just going to be the same character models and everything. They actually made everything better.
I'm playing it now. We're not doing that game, but I'm playing it now anyway. It's just too much. This is going to be too much. We better shut up and keep going here.
You put on your bat suit.
Mm-hmm, and you can use that stupid radio transmission thing to find out radio transmissions, which I never used. So now you find out that Two-Face...
You have to use it. You know why you don't use it? Because you use it for Riddler.
No, I used it for a couple of... I got a lot of Riddler trophies, actually, because they... I got them because...
No, not that. You actually... You tune in the radio with...
I didn't do that. I did them because you have to unlock the gates and shit. I got a lot of the Riddler trophies.
That's just the words.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, there's the Riddler challenges for the hostages. Yeah. You actually have to tune in. We'll talk about it later.
We'll get
up to it.
So you find out that Two-Face is holding Catwoman in... Where?
The courthouse.
The courthouse. The Solomon Wayne courthouse. So you're going to go get her. So you go there.
Two-Face is there, and you need to talk to her. That's why you're going to get her.
You just want to see her tits. That's all you want.
They are quite... I mean, she looks exactly the same as the comics.
She has like the half zipper. Like, how would you even fight crime in that?
Like, they don't jiggle in nothing. Cry, really?
Just, yeah, because they're fake. Of course, she's got plastic. Selena Kyle. Yeah. Is that the first thing you did? You went there first? It's the first thing I did. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's nothing before that, I guess. So you fight a couple of guys, and you walk around, and then you go into the actual Solomon Wayne courthouse. Was there a crazy way to get in there, or you just walked the front door?
Yeah, it's called a door. You open
the door. Yeah, there wasn't no crazy shit, right? Sometimes they make you go up the ass. So in the cutscene, as soon as you open the door, it shows Two-Face has... Catwoman hanging upside down over, I guess, acid. It's probably acid, right?
Acid.
It wasn't butter.
It's Two-Face acid.
It's something that's going to kill her. It wasn't a bag of puppies. So
like, oh yes, drop me in there.
Vat of mayonnaise. I dropped to a vat of my cum.
I was very horny last night.
I saw you in this suit, and I come for two, you know. Great. Such a quality podcast we're running. So then you go up the tightrope, which is...
Well, he flips the coin to find out if he's going to die.
And then she doesn't, right? It's
bad heads.
Is it bad heads? I thought it was good heads.
No, it was bad heads.
I thought, like, good head was he gave her head, and bad head, we dunk her.
No, it was bad heads.
Okay. Well, I wonder if he's like that way all the way down. Is like half his penis two-faced? Like, does he have like a demon side and then like the regular penis side? Or maybe just like one testicle?
Right up the seam?
Because, I mean, it goes down through his face and his hands.
You think it goes right down the ball seam?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, is his body totally... I'd like to see a naked Two-Face.
Oh.
I draw that up.
It's one ass cheek normal, one ass cheek is bad.
Yeah, right? Doesn't make any sense. Okay. Tightrope. There's a convenient tightrope going across the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you drop down and fight like 30 guys.
Not really 30, but a few.
Yeah, it's a lot of guys, but they're stupid guys. They don't even really throw punches at you. They're just kind of like, oh my god, it's Batman.
What's cool is all the villains have their own districts. So when you get into different people's districts, all the henchmen are dressed as, you know, the right way. It's like when you get to Two-Face's district, like they'll have suits that are half white, half black.
And then they'll talk about Two-Face on the radio when you listen on the
Penguins
radio.
Penguins goons, you know, dress like penguin.
Yeah, they dress like assholes, penguins.
Yeah, pretty much. Joker's goons walk around with clown outfits on.
Yeah, Joker's
clown
goons
masks.
Are just strange. The fuck? They're just weird dudes. Yeah, so then you rescue Catwoman. And then, I don't know, there's a bunch of commotion, and then Two-Face is hanging upside down.
Where Catwoman was. Yeah, when you hack into their communications, by the way, their radio signal, so you can actually hear what everybody's talking about.
Yeah, as you're
flying around, you can hear them talk about different things.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of stuff is funny. One guy talks about, like, he's like, oh, I really want to nail Harley Quinn.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
The other guy's like, oh, she's even crazier than the Joker. And he's just like, I don't care. So now you're talking to Catwoman about something.
Yeah.
And then
you ask her about Protocol 10.
Yeah, because the whole time, throughout the whole game, Victor Hugo, who looks like an Amish
Hugo
guy,
Strange.
Victor Hugo.
Not Victor Hugo.
Who's Victor Hugo?
I have no idea.
Wait a minute. Yeah, Hugo Strange.
Hugo Strange.
He's basically like an Amish Jew. Wait a minute. Why is his name in my head? Yeah, Hugo Strange is telling you about Protocol 10 the entire time, and you don't know what it is, and you get to try to figure out what it is, but throughout the whole game, there's a countdown, and he's just like, Protocol 10 will commence in 8 hours. And you're like, all right. Oh, Victor Hugo was a writer. He's a poet. Wow.
Yeah, you reading some poetry?
I don't know where that came from. All right. Yeah. So now someone tries to snipe Catwoman, and you hear the Joker's voice behind it, so you think it's the Joker doing it. And then you use your little scanny thing, and you scan the bullet hole in the window, and you scan the floor.
It's called detective mode.
Yeah, whatever the fuck it is. And then you find out which trajectory the bullet came through, so you can find
out. It's cool, because when you find a bullet, the actual trajectory draws. So you can actually follow it and find where the bullet came from.
Have you done this more than once in this game?
Yes, with Deadshot.
Oh. I don't know who that is.
We'll get up to it. You know what Deadshot is?
Not a clue. Is he the guy with the skull mask?
He's the guy with the laser eye with the sniper. He's like Hawkeye. But he uses a sniper rifle.
Sounds like an asshole.
Kind of an asshole.
All right. And then you go to the building that Harley Quinn is in.
No, you do something first. If you go in the basement of this building, you find Calendar Man.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
Yeah, what you're supposed to do with Calendar Man is actually turn the game on specific days. There's a calendar next to him with days circled.
Oh, Jesus.
So they're all holidays, so you have to go back on certain holidays, like Christmas, Thanksgiving.
I guess that's kind of cool. It's kind of like Animal Crossing.
And every time you go back and you talk to him, he'll tell you something different. If you do all 12, you get an achievement.
Is this what our lives are becoming? You gotta write that down? We won't have to tell Siri? Siri, tell me to go see Calendar Man?
It's actually not a bad idea. Siri, remind me on Halloween.
Do we have
you
Siri?
Just change your system setting to do that. You don't have to actually go back on the days.
It's true. That's what I used to do in Animal Crossing.
So I did in Metal Gear.
Like, I want the goddamn Halloween furniture.
You can do that in Metal Gear. You can to beat one of the bosses. Because if you wait a week in between playing, he'll just die of old age because he's really old.
Wow.
He's like 90 years old. And if you start the fight and pause it and save it, and then wait a week and go back and start the game up, he'll be dead.
Which game is that?
Metal Gear 3.
It was 3?
Yeah.
Wow, that was the one.
There's like 3 ways to kill that guy, too. Ridiculous. I killed him before I even fought him because I shot. There's like a gas tank next to him, and he's in a wheelchair, and they're wheeling him out. If you shoot the gas tank, he blows up, and you never have to fight him.
How do you fight a guy in a wheelchair? What does he do?
He snipes.
Great. All right. So now you go to Harley Quinn's building, right?
It's a church.
And it's not Arlene Sorkin's voice.
It's close.
It's very similar.
It's very, very similar.
I miss Arlene Sorkin, but the girl who does her voice is the girl that does Bubbles' voice from Powerpuff Girls. And she does Raven's voice from Teen Titans. So okay. She's a good actress. And she's fucking hot. Both the actress and Harley Quinn in this game.
She looks better. She's not in the nurse outfit anymore. Now she's just in skank clothes.
Yeah, she's in skank clothes with the handlebar hair, pigtails.
Mm-hmm. And she got like the half and half.
Yeah, it's not. It's
half
not,
black, half red.
It's not fair. I mean, yeah, it's. I mean, I miss Arlene Sorkin, but I don't know why. She had like 3 lines in this. Like, you couldn't just say 3 lines? Whatever.
They're
Was it furry and funny and oh so delicious?
It's Joke-a-fish. I actually have. I bought the trade from Mad Love. It's one of the famous stories. Whatever. So now she leaves. You just let her leave because you're Batman. I don't know. I forget what the reason.
Well, first you fight her.
Yeah, but she just flips towards you and you punch her in the face.
And you punch her in the face. Yeah.
Good. She's going to kick you. Yeah. Is there Harley Quinn missions? Because I got to do those.
No.
No, oh, it sucks. Yeah, right.
Well, there's one kind of at the end. Kind of, not really, though. We'll get to it.
I got a mission for her.
We'll get to it.
So you fight all the guards there. You fight them stealthily because they have the guns now, or they have bats or whatever. They have hostages, so you can't kill them because they'll kill the hostages. So you have to like go behind them, mm-hmm. like a reach around, not like a reach around,
like a reach around.
Yeah, like a reach around. Dirty podcast. Oh, bubbles. So then you go up to the bell tower, right?
After you save the hostage, yes.
Yes, you go up to the bell tower and you see the gun that shot Catwoman, and it's remote controlled by the Joker. And then he comes over the TV screens.
After you scan it, yes.
And he tells you that there's bombs there. So you jump out the window.
And it's like 3, 2, yeah, like, oh fuck.
Yeah, you just kind of like, it's like push X to jump out the window. Okay. Yeah. So
there's
the tower of the bell tower blows up. Uh-huh.
It's on fire the whole rest of the game too, more or less.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. There's the other one too. The second tower blows up. It's like that. So then you follow your radio signals now to the Joker's hideout, which is a steel mill. And did you do anything now?
Let's see. Gun was shot remotely, blah, 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 jump out. Follow the radio signals to look for Joker. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. Side mission.
What'd you do?
You see a flare, and it's Bane. He wants to talk to you, so you go to talk to Bane. And he's already beefy. He's already, you know, he's already juiced up. And what he tells, he's in, the steel mill is here. It's like a little building. It's in a toy factory, like right by the,
okay.
Like
I saw
whatever,
the
something
factory.
Toys. Yeah,
yeah, sorry.
It's like a little building. If you go in there, Bane is in there, and he's like, listen, Joker took this Titan formula. I'm fucking pissed because I want the Titan formula for me. I don't want these assholes having the Titan formula. I want the Titan formula. And if I can't have it, then I don't want the Joker to have it either. So he makes a deal with you. There's 12 canisters, like big canisters of Titan juice hanging out. And he said he'll destroy 6 if you destroy the other 6. So you make a deal with him to destroy the other 6 Titan tanks. And he puts them on your map.
Yeah. Okay.
You'll run into them.
Yeah, through
normally.
Missions anyway, yeah.
There's one or two that actually is in the city randomly that you can just, like by the entrance.
You can hear people talking. Like you'll walk by something, you'll hear like a random conversation, like, what are we supposed to do with this Titan formula? And you're like, oh, I better destroy that. Guy's going to put it in the Kool-Aid.
Uh-huh. I'll tell you what happens with it when I get up to it.
All right.
So you make the deal. And then you just leave. And then let's see what I do after that. Oh, then I did the VR training.
The first one?
The basic VR training.
Okay.
Did you do the first one?
I only did the first one.
All right, that's all I did. You have to do it. You don't have to do it, but you should do it because you get an item for it.
It's just basically they teach you.
What?
For all three of them? How many are there? I didn't get anything.
Basically, I think there's 4. Just the first one.
You get something after the first one? Oh, yeah. And what do you get?
I told you to do it because you need it for the game.
It makes the game so much easier. What did I get?
The grapple boost.
Oh, so it shot longer?
When you shoot something, if you double tap A, instead of just grappling on and standing on it and then jumping off again, you'll boost off it and keep flying.
I don't know if I have that.
I told you 6 times to do it. You're like, I'm not doing it. I'm like, it gives you an item that you need for the game. It makes the game easier. No. And you're like, I don't want to do that.
I beat the game without that. Maybe I did have it and didn't realize it.
If you do the basic VR missions, it's like 4 missions. You just dive bomb stuff. It takes like
two minutes. I only did the first one. I didn't do the rest of them.
If you do the whole first series, it takes like literally 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, it does.
And you get an item. You get the grapple boost. And like I said, because what happens is you glide over the city. You just go up on a ledge and you jump and you just glide. And you can grapple onto things as you're gliding. So if you have the grapple boost, as you're gliding, say there's like a bell tower or something, or like a water tower, you can grapple onto it and double tap A, and then you'll launch yourself off it and keep flying.
I didn't need that.
It makes the game a lot easier.
I didn't need that. Okay. So now you're going to go to the Joker's hideout.
Get grapple boost, yeah.
The only way you can get there is you have to go down this big industrial smokestack.
Well, they're like, you ask for help, like, how can I get in this building? And they're like, okay, well, I'm assuming you want the most dangerous way possible.
Yeah. Alfred's just like, I assume you want the most dangerous way. And you're like, of you're course. Like, yep. He's like, well, why don't you go down the smokestack?
Go down the chimney.
Yeah. Because he's just like, why don't you try using the front door? And he's just like, I'm serious. Okay. Yeah, so you know, you go down this big smokestack, which isn't on. It's not lit. Well, actually, it's lit,
well,
but it's not like
fire
smoking.
In the bottom.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
The
yeah.
chimney.
So you go down that thing, and you're walking around. And
you kind of got to shimmy around. And
yeah, you have to pull down this water thing to cool off the steam.
Use
the back hook for it.
Yeah. Use the hook, and you pull it over.
Yeah. You shimmy around ledges, and you learn how to slide. You walk on
slide.
Rails.
Slide.
Use your power animal. Slide.
Slide. And by the way, when Catwoman slides, she does the Elijah Dushku wet one, where bends backwards.
Of course she does, because she has her boobs hanging out. Why wouldn't they make her do that?
And you look right down it.
They're not real.
I don't care.
Oh, God. She was pretty hot in this game.
Baby, you make me wish I had three hands. You know one of them's papier-mâché. Of course I know one's papier-mâché. Still want it.
What is that?
Family Guy.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's fucking... Do you know they're remaking that?
What? Oh, I know.
Total Recall?
Which is still a remake of a short story.
Yeah, which isn't even close to the short story.
I've read it, and it's very much not close to it. It has nothing to do with... They talk about... In the book, they talk about Mars, but he never goes to Mars.
No,
it's like all in like the terminal.
The same thing with Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, which is...
That's actually semi-close.
A little bit.
Androids,
yeah. And he was
a
detective,
they do the test.
I think. Yeah.
They do the test, and it
was like a whole thing with actual electric sheep that had nothing to do with that movie at all. Blade Runner. That's Blade Runner. Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep?
And Total Recall is We'll Remember For You Wholesale.
Yeah, both. I didn't really care for either one of them. The
what?
story, not the movies, the books. I thought the movies were, you know.
Well,
whatever.
Paycheck was really, the movie was a lot better than the book.
Oh,
too. That was
the same
that's
guy,
Phil
right?
K. Dick. Yep.
And he also did what?
In that one, in the book, in Paycheck, he actually can go into the past, like reach his hand in. And pull things out of the past.
Is that the same guy that did my Minority Report?
That is.
It's a Minority Report.
That's
right?
A lot different too.
I imagine it is. Was that Philip K. Dick?
Philip K. Dick.
And then the other guy is, I forget who the other famous guy is. Doesn't matter. I don't know who did Androids. That's Philip K. Dick.
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell is the other guy? I'm thinking. Ow. All right.
Are you pulling chest hairs?
It's not. It's like a neck one. I don't like that. Also, use this first time you get to use the explosive gel.
But you can use it any time you want.
Still use it. Yeah, it's just the first time you actually have to use
about
it.
That. You start off with a lot of gadgets.
Mm-hmm.
You start off with the Batarang.
Yeah, they don't Metroid you.
The shot. What do you
the
call
grappling.
It? The grapple shot thing. What else? The
Smoke grenades.
The pellets? No, you get the pellets later.
I thought you had them the whole time.
You get them later.
Okay.
You get the remote control Batarang.
Bat Vibrator.
The Bat Viagra.
The Bat Pleasurer.
The Bat Shark Repellent.
I God, I had my trusty Bat Repellent Shark Spray. Stupidest part of that movie. Oh, God. Would have, like, bit his leg off.
There's other stupid parts of the movie. Like, when they
disintegrate them?
Yeah, what's that called? Dehydrate them.
Into different colors.
They pour the water on them, and they all just pop back to normal. And they're all talking different. They're all the wrong. They're like the right bodies with the wrong minds.
Great. Thank God they're different nations with different colors. Stupid.
And it just ends. They never even fix it. It just ends.
Yeah, they just leave. That
they
stupid music.
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
That would have threw it at
nuns.
The nuns.
Just throw it at the nuns.
Throw it at the nuns. Throw it at the ducks. The ducks would have flew away. The ducks wouldn't have been like, oh my God, a bomb.
You're not going to throw it at the baby.
Yeah, you could have thrown it in the water. The ducks would have left. Every time you throw something at some, you know, a bird, it'll go away. It won't just sit there. Stupid Batman.
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
Days you can't get rid of a bong. I wrote go under whatever. I don't know what that is. See a bunch
that's
of
the,
Joker's henchmen and Harley Quinn talking. Oh, you go under this the floor.
Grates.
Yeah. You go under the floor and you walk around and you hear Harley Quinn talking to a bunch of these henchmen. And you could see them through like this little grate in the wall. Like, yeah, they really can't see you. You don't see this thing moving in the darkness.
Why didn't I write this down? I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
This is the gladiator pit, right? Was that later?
Yeah, it was kind of like a gladiator pit, yeah. No, it was the front.
I didn't write that down.
Yeah, I guess it was kind of like the gladiator pit.
Is it the one where you fight the one-armed dude?
Yeah, with the hammer. And his name was Mr. Hammer.
Yes, it was. So, wait, no, that's got to be later. Hold on. No, that's later.
No, they show you this guy.
Oh, but you don't actually fight him yet.
Not yet. No. Okay. You see them talking, and then she drops a doctor into the crowd because the doctor wouldn't help the Joker because nobody knows how to help the Joker because the Joker is dying from the Titan serum.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to get doctors to fix him, and the doctors are just like, I don't know what's wrong with him. So then Mr. Hammer comes out, and he's a big one-armed clown with a hammer. Uh-huh. And you know you're going to fight him soon. So then they say, no, don't kill the doctor. Take him to the smelter. She's like, take him to the smelter. Yeah, right?
I had an unfortunate smelting accident.
Yes. Salty. So you shut. There's three buttons, and you have to use, like, the quick batarang to shut them off. He just throws, like, quick three batarangs and shuts off the steam. And then you talk to Harley Quinn. I don't remember what she tells you. Also around this thing, there's giant bobblehead.
She tells you that the Joker's fucked up because of the Titan form.
That's what she tells you? Okay. Yeah. And then along this place, there's giant bobblehead Harley Quinns. Like,
they have balloons? Like, and, like,
yeah,
messages.
They have balloons, and they're like 6 feet tall. And if you touch them, because they're intercoms, she says something ridiculous like, me and the Joker are having sex or something like that. But if you break their heads, you get an achievement.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, if you break their heads with the batarang.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's one of the...
I have to go back and replay the whole game.
One of the Riddler things. It was just three of them. Yeah. And then you walk around the Joker's hideout, and now it's like the first game. Whereas before this, it was kind of like Grand Theft Auto. Now it just goes right into, like, you're in the building and you have to follow the bat sense and go this way and that way. So it's like, this is now like the way the first game was. I mean, as opposed to like the free roaming. Yes?
Sure.
Makes sense. You know, you use the detective mode to find things. You take out some guards. You rescue Dr. Stacy. Oh, Dr. Stacy. Idiot. You find out that the Titan serum is slowly killing the Joker. And then you get the remote electric charge.
You build it,
right? You pull the thing off the wall and you're just like, oh, mm-hmm. I can use this. Batman's fucking MacGyver now.
He is Batman.
I know. I didn't doubt it. I just thought, like,
He uses, like, a machine. Like, there's a machine sitting there. He's like, well, let me see what I can do with this.
It's okay, like, cool. Like, what's his face in the Evil Dead game? When he's just like, oh, I'll just take this off the boat. No, I got a grappling hook. Wow.
Yeah.
Ash is really smart. All right. You go back
so the electrical charge gun is just like you can shoot an electrical charge at things and it'll turn things on that need juice.
Turn me on. Turn me on, baby.
Turn me on.
Sushi fish thing, whatever.
God.
From what was that? Shadows of the Damned? Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Turn me on. Okay.
So now you're going to the loading dock.
Yeah, you can open doors with this because there'll be like an engine on top of the
it's door like the,
that
the,
doesn't work.
Like the chain... door yeah, thing you used to close like a restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. You go back to the loading dock and use the electric charge to swing this giant crane into the Joker's door that's up on like a loft, but it's like a high secured door. So you use the machine to like pull the thing back and then it swings into the door. And then when you climb up there, you get kicked in the face. And who is it?
Mr. Hammer. If you swing the crane the other way, you break open a door that has a Riddler trophy.
Oh, I didn't do that. So you fight Mr. Hammer and some goons.
Mr. Hammer's not terribly hooked. He only has one arm, and you can see him starting to swing.
Yeah, you just kind of move out of the way. Yeah. One-arm clown holding a hammer. Joy. You go into the room with the Joker and Harley, and you think the Joker's dead.
He's in a wheelchair, right?
Yeah, he's just kind of like propped up against the wall, and he's just like, yeah, he's already dead when you get there. And Harley Quinn's just kind of
crying.
Yeah, Harley Quinn's crying.
Mr. J.
Yeah. You know he wasn't dead.
Of course not.
So, surprise, he's not dead. He gasses you. And then he comes up behind you and gasses you, right?
Mm-hmm. Puts like a mask on in front of your face.
Yeah, and then Harley hits you with a bat until you pass out. She beats you with a bat until you pass out. Great. So you wake up and you find out that
Joker... No, you don't wake up. You play as Catwoman again.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, while you're knocked out, you come back as Catwoman. And what you have to do is you have to get to your apartment because you have weapons in your apartment. Right now, all you have is the whip.
Uh-huh.
So you go to your apartment, and then you get your weapons, and you get the bolo whip, to tie them up.
You actually go back to her apartment?
Mm-hmm.
Does it say hell here?
No.
From Batman Returns?
You don't go inside. It's just a cut. Oh. You go in the window, and she pops back out.
It says hello there, and she breaks it. It says hell here.
You get the bolo whip to, tie people up. You throw it at them, and it spins around them, and it goes around.
Because your tits aren't distracting enough.
And you get, the spikes, the little spiky things you throw on the floor. So that trips them
caltrops.
Yeah. You get those.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. So what you're doing is you have to go talk to Ivy. This is where Poison Ivy is.
Oh, I like that.
So you go to her little lair, and there's, it's weird. There's levels, and there's stairs in between them, and this whole thing's going to be carpeted.
What?
Kramer? My whole house is going to be levels.
About that big? Yeah, about that big. How do you...
It's gonna be,
question. What,
and there's
going to
be
this?
Stairs going
just
up...
Just build it.
There's going to be stairs in between them. So there's it's for some reason it's weird. It's there's four levels going up to her, and you just have to fight the henchmen on each level. And then when you get to her... She's you have to go, you screwed me for the last time,
ooh.
Selena. I want you, you have to go get a plant or something, because, she's mad at you for killing plants. She's, yelling at you for, you killed all those damn plants.
All of my cats. Yeah.
That's pretty much what she says.
Kitty litter is bad for the environment, you bitch.
She says something stupid along those lines.
Why don't you use Fuller's Earth like they used to use instead of just crazy cat litter?
And then it goes back to Batman.
Fuller's Earth, by the way, is the stuff that you make the napalm out of. You know, when you can mix napalm, you can mix
orange juice,
and kitty litter and gasoline and make napalm. It's Fuller's Earth that you have to use to make the napalm, not like Johnny Cat. Because kitty litter used to be called Fuller's Earth. This guy found out that this stuff clumps when you... Yeah. So, yeah, if you ever want to make napalm.
You go back to Catwoman again later, so that's not the end of that. But that's the only thing you do at this part.
This is exactly why I didn't care about redeeming the code.
I mean, it's not. It's
no, I know it's cool to be Catwoman, but
it's
I
not
did,
like
I didn't
it's
care.
Not like, oh my god, I want to play Catwoman. No.
I thought this game story was the perfect length without all this stuff. It was or 7 hours without all this stuff, and I liked it a lot.
Mine was 15 hours.
I was much happier. I was doing it. I was I got 20% in. And I was this can't be the end. And then there was two more missions after that. And I was oh, it's over. Yeah. And then I still had the whole game to play. I was wow. I could play whole rest of the game. It's another game. It's like Zelda.
I was doing
the
side
mission.
Yeah, I was doing the side mission. Well, there is a whole second game to this. There's a new game plus where you keep all your weapons, but everything's harder.
That's nice.
The Catwoman stuff only lengthens it 45 minutes.
Okay. It's 45 overall. Minutes more than I wanted to play. Fuck, are we?
Back to Batman.
Oh, okay, so...
You wake up and you're in a wheelchair.
Yeah, you wake up and you find out that the Joker put his blood in you. So now you have
the
Titan thing.
Yeah, you have an IV in you and you look up and you see blood and you're the fuck?
Yeah, dick. So now you have to get a cure for yourself and him because Joker's just a lazy bastard. He couldn't really move. He was sick. He couldn't really go get it. Yes.
And then he kicks you out the window.
Yeah, he does. He kicks you out the window tied to the wheelchair. So you find out that some guy has the cure.
Mr. Freeze is the guy.
No, Mr. Cold Freeze guy. I don't know. Some Mr. Professor Freeze. Chili. What's his name? Mr. Fries?
Captain Ice Cube.
Captain Fries. Yeah. So Mr. Freeze has the cure. I don't know why. He's cold. So you're going to go find Mr. Freeze now. And this is when I met Azrael. You meet Azrael on top of the...
You can meet him any place you want. That's not the first place I found him.
The first time I met him
I met
him on the Ferris
wheel. I found him randomly. I knew he was on the Ferris wheel, so I went to the Ferris wheel to get him.
Yeah, I met him on the Ferris wheel.
You have to find all the places that he's at. There's eight places.
They don't tell you that it's Azrael, but you know it's Azrael. But I mean, they just have the question mark next to his face. You know who this is. He has the stupid red hood.
It would be awesome if you actually got his skin if you find him.
Well, I mean, he was Batman, it was awesome. He had, the claws and the Predator retractable arm. I mean, it was
that's
still
what
a
I'm
shitty
saying.
Story. It was a shitty story, but Azrael's a cool character.
I have all those comics.
He's like a Batman ninja.
I have all the comics when he broke his back. I have them when he came in as Batman. Yeah.
He has his own. He's had his own comic for a long time. Goddamn, ice cubes won't melt.
Call Mr. Freeze.
That won't help. I need Heat Man. Is there a hot Batman? is there a hot Batman villain? Is there like a fire Batman villain? Not really.
Pyro?
No, Pyro's a Spider-Man villain.
No, it's an X-Men villain.
X-Men, Spider-Man. He fought Spider-Man. Yeah. So now you have to go find the coldest place in Gotham because that's where Mr. Freeze is. And it's apparently the Gotham City Police Department.
Oh, wait, no. As you're following the coldest point, I got another side.
You get mission. The Zaz phone calls?
No.
Oh, Jesus, what you do shot. Now? All right, I don't even...
No, you're flying around. There's a dude on a tower somewhere who gets sniped by Deadshot. And you just follow the... What you do
what
is you
shame.
Follow... You get the trajectory. The bullet trajectory.
Wow.
And you just follow it to him.
Sounds
and
good.
And it's in like this little like cage thing by the steel mill. And you find out that he was shot the bullet from there.
Amazing.
And then I got a Zaz phone call.
Yeah. Which I didn't want to do, but... I did it by accident.
So you'll randomly get...
So I had to walk around for like a minute and a half until it went away and it said mission failed. And I was like, I didn't want to do this in the first place.
So randomly a phone will ring.
Mm-hmm.
And you pick it up and it's Zaz. And he's like, I have a hostage and he's going to die if you don't pick up the phone. So after you hang up the phone, you do your little bat computer thing. And you find wherever the ringing phone is.
Yeah.
And you have to fly to that part and answer the phone within a
certain time. Yeah.
And then what happens is when you answer the phone... He'll tell you a story about how he was playing poker.
Oh, great.
And somebody accused him of cheating.
Exciting.
So he's like, it breaks up. So he only tells you a certain amount of it every time that he calls. So that keeps picking up where he left off.
What happens at the end? Was it his mother?
At the end, well, as he's telling you the story, there's like a map of Arkham City. And he puts an overlay. Batman puts an overlay of every... you find out that he's using a cell phone.
Ah.
So you find all the cell phone towers where it could possibly, or like the routing, some like all the routing places for the telephone lines, and you're tracing the call. So every time he calls, like you could see it jumping from point to point. You have to trace the line with it. It's stupid. It's just like a mini game. You just like there's a dot, and the dot will move from place to place like this all over the screen. And you just got to follow it. And every time he calls, you get a little bit more, a little bit more, a little more. And if you do like 7 or 8 of them, you find out where he is.
Who cares? All right. Now you make your way to the Gotham City Police Department. And you go inside the GCPD, which is the Gotham City Police Department. And you beat up guys, and now this is the first guys, they have heart monitors. Now, that means, like, if you knock a guy out, it starts beeping at a certain time, and then they run over. They're like, oh my god, this guy got knocked out. Batman must be here. And this is also when you...
Oh my god, he had a heart attack. What happened?
You find out that Mr. Freeze isn't there. It's the Penguin. And the Penguin has...
Hold on. There's a room with five guys. Well, that room, you have to take... There's five guys. You have to take out four of them. The last one's like, I give up, Batman. I don't know where you are, but just come take me. And he just stands there and waits for you. He throws his gun down. He's like, look, I'm throwing my gun down. And he actually doesn't know where you are, so he just like this. He's like, come get me. He just holds his hands up. And you have to... Because he literally doesn't know where you are.
I remember that.
I remember. Okay. And then you got to... What happened was there was two guys left, and I was on the statue, and I did the inverted takedown where you drop down, you pick them up, and you just drop them by the rope.
Which you have from the start of this game, which is nice.
Yeah, yeah. So then I just... And then the guy was like literally like right next to me, but, you know, lower than me. So I was like, okay, I drop down. Then you interrogate him, and he tells you that...
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah, then he tells you that Penguin has Mr. Freeze hostage in the museum.
I do remember that guy being like, all right, come get me. Yeah.
So now you have to leave here and go to the museum. So as you're about to leave, the Penguin locks the doors.
Locks down the building.
So what you have to do is there's a grate on the floor, and you have to go down the grate into the next room, and then use your little bat.
Yeah, you turn into a morph ball. You go through the grate.
You sit in the chicken.
The bat ball. You sit in the chicken. And now you use your little encryptor, like from the first game when you had to do the the sound thing, and then the thing would blow up.
Yeah, but now it's a password.
Yeah, now it's just password, and the passwords are, like, ridiculous. Like, you couldn't figure out yourself. Like, it has something to do with like, the penguin.
It's whatever you're in, it has something to do with contextual.
It'd be, like, a four-letter word, like, birds. Like, really, you could figure out birds. It's the penguin.
Wait, you say, like, the police department? It's like crime doesn't pay or something. Yeah. It's like criminals. Like, I think the first one's, like, criminals or something.
Batons. Shotgun. Now, this is tough. I could possibly hack this. Yeah. So you go outside, and then the penguin blows up the bridges, so now you're stuck in Gotham, in Arkham City. They blow up the bridges.
Well, I did another side quest.
No, I know, but this happens as soon as you go outside. It just... You hear explosions, and then,
actually,
like...
Actually, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you hear everything. You say, what was that? And you hear, like, the guards going, oh, my God, penguin blew up the bridges.
So it is Escape from New York now.
It is a city, yeah. It's you know, it's like its own island now. Everybody's stuck in Arkham City. Now you go to the place with the... Well, you do a side mission. What did you do? What side mission
did you do? You didn't do the church part with Riddler? I don't know if it makes you do it or not. With the hostages and the Riddler?
Yeah, I didn't do it now, though.
Oh, I didn't now. I don't know if it was mandatory or not.
You know what? I might have, but I might not have even wrote it down because I didn't write down the side
missions.
I think
it's mandatory, but I'm not
sure. I definitely
did
it because he comes down on the big screen and talks to you.
Yeah.
So I definitely did it. I just don't remember where I did it.
Well, this is when you do it. So Riddler has some dudes in the church. So you go in the church and he's got hostages, and like he comes in, you go in the church and like a big screen pops out, and he starts talking to you about how he's the king of questions and
yeah, and he gives you like the stupidest riddle, and it's like, oh, what's in something that makes noise but it isn't a part of the body, and you're like, an organ. This is like an organ in front of you, and you're like, oh, it's the organ. It's like Goonies, play a B flat. If you don't play a right B flat, we're all gonna be flat.
Thank you, Mouth.
That's exactly what happens. He's just like, oh, it's a big organ that does something.
I think there's hostages in there. You got to take some dudes out. And then he tells you that he's got more hostages.
Yeah, and then some guy like peeled his face off. And there's one guy like sitting in a stretcher, and they're like, what happened to him? And he's just like, I don't know. He ripped his own face off. You're like,
I remember the dude in the stretcher. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
But okay.
He tells you
that he's got more hostages. And if you want to get, and he's got them hidden throughout the city. And if you want to get them, you have to collect enough Riddler trophies.
I didn't do that.
You get one right away. Doing this, in the church.
Okay.
Like doing the thing you're just doing now. Like you save one of them, and they give you a code.
Exciting.
They give you numbers, and that's when you punch them in a little thing, a little hacker thing.
Yeah.
You pull up the signal.
She's actually pretty cool looking.
Because every time you save a hostage, they give you the coordinates for the next one, but you have to have enough Riddler trophies to find out where it is to actually unlock it.
Like that, put my tongue in your face. And now can we go?
The first one is actually really cool. When I get to it, I'll tell you about it.
So now I go see the penguin, and the penguin is jabbing the signal, so you can't really lock onto where he is. So you have to take out these three jamming devices.
Yeah, one of them's on the building itself. On the roof.
It's one on the roof.
It's like stick your hand in the thing and rip the guts out of
it. Yeah, on three sides of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then...
It looks like the Apollo lander.
It looks like the spacecraft lander. Yeah.
The Eagle lander.
And then there's another one...
That's why the Eagle has landed. It's called the lander. It's called the Eagle.
There's another one on the building next to it. I didn't know that.
The Eagle has landed because the lander itself is called the Eagle.
Okay, that makes sense. Then the third one is like a big trek. You have to go into
the third
subway.
One's the fucking worst.
Huh?
The third one's the worst.
It's like you have to go like through
the
subway.
It's like six missions rolled into one.
Yeah. This just start everything. There's the fight there, and then a fight in the subway, and a fight to get to this thing, and then you fight
around. What's cool is when
you're going through it too,
there's a big poster of Solomon Grundy.
Yeah, they start talking about Solomon Grundy. I heard Solomon Grundy was in this. Because he was like, oh, did you hear the Joker, the Penguin got Solomon Grundy? And you're like, I heard that was a legend. I love Solomon Grundy. I don't know why.
There's like tons of guys you got to fight.
Yeah, it's just a long fight into the subway, and then you break the third thing, and then you go back out. And you know, the way you find these is there's just a number on the screen, and it's basically hot or cold. Like you'll go closer to it, and the number will go down, and you go further away, and the numbers will turn red and go up. Woo-hoo. Okay. Uh-huh. So now you go back to the museum, and you help the
The subway part takes a while too. So
it does. It, yeah, it's like an hour, like half an hour. Yeah, if it, that much too. Yeah, maybe 45 minutes.
To get there and do everything and get back, it's about it's like an hour.
Because you have to find the signal and you keep losing the signal because you don't know which way you're going. So now you go back to the museum.
I got another side mission on the way back.
What?
Identity thief. You find a dude with his face cut off. He's dead. His face is literally cut off.
I did do that. Yeah, because it was right there.
And you trace the blood. There's like blood drops, and you go into detective mode. You trace the blood drops,
and there's just some
dude, a guy like cowering in the corner.
Why did you do it?
Yeah, and you're like, I didn't do it. I know who did. You're like, who did it? It was Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
I don't think it was me, but okay.
Yeah, I didn't follow through with that, but yeah. Okay, now I went to the museum.
Now you're in the museum.
Mm-hmm. And you help the cop.
As soon as you go in, the dinosaur comes to life. The hell is that?
I don't know. That's new.
Is that me or you?
I don't know. Doesn't really matter. I think it's you.
It wasn't me. I just unplugged my mic.
Maybe somebody has something on my end.
Somebody using a cell phone near you?
No, mine's on the floor.
Well, it's GSM.
The fuck does that mean?
T-Mobile or AT&T?
Possibly. There's other people in the house. Okay.
Now I gotta fix my microphone. God damn it.
Remote batarang. I don't remember what I used the remote batarang for, but.
Hold on.
The
dinosaur comes up, he's like, argh! Cool. And then the penguin has some cops hostage. What the hell is that?
Yes! Who cares? He has who hostage? Cops. Some guy, right? Now, do you use the backwards batarang now?
I think so.
You use the remote batarang. Because you have to, like, fire it around the thing to hit the guy?
I don't remember.
Yeah, no, I think it was the remote battering. And the penguin talks to you, and you fight, like, 20 guys. And then the penguin...
He's in the gladiator pit, and that's where you fight him.
And then then he unleashes one of the titan guys. So you're fighting a bunch of guys, and then a titan guy comes out.
That's true.
And you fight the titan guy.
The same way in the first one. You climb on his back.
Yeah, he just swings around. He's actually a little easier in this game. They made him a little bit easier.
Good.
There's not that many titan guys in this, thank God.
So Penguin shoots you with a gun, but it's not like a gun. It's Mr. Freeze's gun.
Yeah.
And he like kind of like freezes your arm to the wall.
Yes.
You're like, oh, crap, that's not good.
Hmm.
So then he you go on this big lake, frozen lake, and then there's six cops that are...
Yeah, you go into the frozen room and there's
cops all over everywhere that are stuck. Like there's a few here, and there's a few somewhere else.
Yeah, they're like all frozen on this lake, but...
If you run across the lake, it's not very thick ice, so you'll fall through the ice.
Yeah.
And why don't you tell everybody what happens if you fall through the ice?
Well, first of all, the cops are like completely frozen except for their faces, and then it's really annoying because when you're looking around for them, and they're just like, over here, Batman! Hey, Batman, I'm over here! Batman, come and get me! I'm over here, Batman! Batman! Batman, help!
That's Batman?
And you're just like, I can't run.
Batman?
So shut up. You see me, I'm here, I'm not going to leave. So Batman? Shut up. So yeah, once
Bruce
you go down
Wayne.
To this... Wayne Manor. So you go onto this thin ice, and you're walking around, and you help the first guy, and the guy's like, oh, thank you so much, help. Could you help the rest of the guys? You're like, yeah, totally. I'll totally help the other guys, totes. So you're walking a little bit, and then fucking giant shark comes out of the water and just kind of beaches itself in front of you. It's just like, ah, ah. And you're like, oh, fucking Christ, like Resident Evil when they did this. Like, oh, God, I'm going to have to fight this giant shark. And what do? You punch it in the face.
You punch the shark. Did you fall in the water?
No, I did not fall in the
water. Oh, my God.
Yeah, come back. Yeah, that's what giant sharks do, you see? So now, once this thing just kind of, like, recedes into the water.
It's got to be urine.
I don't care. The penguin comes over there. He's just like, oh, you met my new friend, Tiny. You're like, oh, I'm not fighting a giant shark. I don't want to fight a giant shark. I don't know what's going on.
It's got to be urine.
Maybe somebody's using a phone over here. I'm in a bathroom, so in a public place.
A public bathroom?
Whatever. Yeah. So yes. So you don't really have to deal with the shark yet, but you know it's there, and it's irritating. I don't like giant sharks. Now you have to, you know, this giant shark's there. What you have to do is this raft. So you
it's
get
like,
on the
it's
raft.
It's like the Zelda raft.
Yeah, it is. It's like a fucking 4x4 square.
It's like something.
And you get on this raft and you're like, this fucking shark is here. I'm gonna have to fucking fight this shark. But the way that you get around on this raft is there's luckily hooks everywhere. Well, I guess it makes sense because the place isn't supposed to be frozen, so that's how they would get around anyway. And you kind of use your back grappling hook and you shoot the wall and just pull yourself towards where these guys are, and then you help them. And the shark doesn't bother you. You rescue some other cops in a room. I think that's the room that has the Mr. Freeze costume in it.
You can do it any order you want.
Oh, okay. You can do it anyway? All right. Well, the first one I did was the one with the actual Mr. Freeze costume in there.
I think I did the other one, the other side first.
It doesn't matter.
It's the same thing.
Now,
that's the one with his three, and they're being held hostage, and you gotta... As you're doing this, Penguin comes over the radio, too, and he's like, I wonder what happened if I froze this guy's hand. And he freezes his hand.
Yeah.
What happened if I hit it? And he breaks it.
If you go to the one side, the guys have the night vision goggles now, so when you're hiding on top of the...
Well, it's heat vision. Heat sensing, so they can sense when you're up on the gargoyles. Yeah.
When you're on top of the gargoyles, they find you. Exactly. So
you can upgrade to get... there's an upgrade to
make... Yeah, what is it called? The heat masking thing, so it doesn't... They can't see you. Uh-huh. And then you go into another room, and you find Mr. Freeze in a display case.
It's like a museum.
It has like a Hawaiian background. It's hilarious because Mr. Freeze is like sitting there all like annoyed and decrepit because it's not
too warm.
Cold. And then there's just like a fake Hawaiian background behind him.
he's got the pail, like the kid's pail.
Yeah. There's like the little sand bucket and like fucking sand dollars in the ground. Hilarious. Totally humiliated him. I thought that was funny as hell. That's what I would have did. I would have my own little Arkham Asylum and I would just give them complexes worse than they have. I'd make the Joker like work with children.
The elderly
care center. It would be great. I'd just put him with like the most annoying people. I'd fill Mr. Freeze's room with sand and beaches and heat lamps.
Hey, we're like 10% of this game.
I know.
Keep moving.
Okay. See, now you fight another one of those one-armed guys. Sickle this time.
When you let Mr. Freeze go, he tells you that there's a device on his suit that you can use to not be frozen by his own... He had a fail-safe built in, so if anybody ever stole his weapons, they wouldn't be able to freeze him. So if you go get his suit, you can get the thing off it to not be frozen.
Because Penguin has his gun, remember?
Yes.
And he's going to use it against you. So now you go into this other room and you get the disruptor and then you go to the Penguin. So I'm pulling myself across this fucking thing and the shark comes out. And he just kind of... Did this happen to you?
I don't know.
You didn't see the shark at all for the rest of the game?
I might have. I don't remember.
I'm kind of pulling myself in and the shark just like jumps in the raft. And then you have to keep pushing X and you punch him in the face. Batman and you're punching a shark in the face. Because you're fucking Batman. Yeah, so you punch the shark in the face.
I don't know why he didn't just pull out his bat shark repellent.
And then the shark goes away. And then I didn't see him for the rest of the game. But yes, Batman punching a shark in the face. Excellent. So then you use your grappling hook and you go into this room.
I wonder if the whole time he's thinking, I'm Batman.
Fucking shark, I'm fucking Batman. Fuck you think you're doing? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now you go to the Penguin.
He's just standing in this. It's like a star shaped room, and
it's kind of like a circle, but okay.
Yeah, well, like, there was like spokes. I meant to say I like that sound. Yeah, keep it going. Excellent. So it's kind of, I think someone is on the phone. What he'll do is he'll like randomly fire his ice gun at you, so you just avoid it.
Yeah, you can there's like rooms that you're going behind him, so you're not in direct line of fire all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And then what you do is just run up to him and then use the disruptor. And then when he can't use, he's just like, oh, god damn it, this thing don't work. You just beat him.
You just hit him.
Whoa. Jesus Christ.
Did he catch chewing the wires?
I shut it off and it didn't stop. Maybe it's not me. Maybe it's both of us.
I had a plug line.
So I shut this off and it didn't do it. That's basically... He's easy.
Yeah, he falls off the platform and he's like, oh, fuck this. And he blows up the platform you're standing on.
Yeah.
And you fall into a pit. And there's somebody there with you.
And then what happens? Somebody comes out of the darkness.
Mr. Solomon Grundy.
Solomon Grundy.
Born on a Monday. Christened on Tuesday.
Married on a Wednesday.
Fell ill on Thursday.
Fell ill on a Thursday. Was
hospitalized Friday, something like that.
Something like that. And then
died on a Saturday, buried on a Sunday.
Yeah. And then the old riddle was, how is this possible? And then the answer is that it's not the same week. That was the riddle. They would say Solomon Grundy born on Monday, whatever, and died on a Sunday. And you'd say, how would this happen? Because it was throughout his life. Yeah. Exactly. I love Solomon Grundy. Solomon Grundy's like a... He's a zombie. I forgot what he is.
He killed somebody and they buried his body in
in a swamp, and then the curse brought him back. So he's like, he's a zombie. Die. No, he can't die. He just can only be.
He can be killed, but he can't ever be really killed.
He can be killed with magic. Because what's his face killed him?
Great. Call Zatanna.
Yeah, Zatanna can kill him, and Hawkman, because the fucking
Hawkman was gone.
The mace that he has, that's why I said Hawk Girl. Hawk Woman has the mace is magic. Yeah, great. She kills him in the sewer. So she beats him.
Solomon Grundy is tied up with like these chains, and like there's balls on the other chain, so he can't get out.
Why would that work?
I don't know. He starts Joker's like, Solomon penguin. Grundy, boy, yeah. Blah, blah. He's like trying to get out.
He starts yelling. He's really cool looking.
So eventually he breaks free, and the penguin zaps him with electricity.
Yeah, that made wakes up him for up. A shitty penguin.
And, like, he attacks you by swinging these chains with the balls on the end at you, and you just kind of dive over them.
It's fun.
What you have to do is you have to blow up the three electrical pods that are powering them up by doing, like, a bat flip.
And spraying the gun real fast.
No, you drop electrical charge on it.
Okay.
And then you keep blowing it up, and you just got to do it to all of them. You do it, like, three or four times. Like, every time you do it, he charges them up again. He's like, oh, fuck you, Batman! Here. He charges them up again and just keeps doing that. And eventually... How do you get him up back, like, trapped up against the...
He swings, yeah, he kind of gets stuck, his balls get stuck in the wall.
And then you... yeah.
Well, his balls... There's a big power generator, and his balls get, like, wrapped around there.
How big are his balls?
His big balls get wrapped around. I don't know. He's been dead for a long time, the saggy.
So you, like, rip his heart out of his chest and beat him with it.
Yeah, because the first time when you beat him, his chest opens up. And then his heart's just, like, hanging out. Yeah, and then you just, like, rip his heart out. Exactly, yeah. And then what happens?
And now the penguin has an RPG.
The penguin with a rocket launcher.
I don't know where he got that RPG, but he's got one.
Just fires the rocket launcher, and you just kind of dodge him and then just beat him in the face.
Yeah, it's easy. And then Mr. Freeze comes in and throws him in an exhibit and locks him up.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
After he gets his suit, and he throws him in another exhibit.
Yeah, you bring in the Mr. Freeze, and he's just kind of, like, throw him in front of him, and he's just, like, he's a shitty Mr. Freeze, too. I didn't like the Mr. Freeze.
I didn't mind him.
I didn't like him. I like the Russian. I like the Nazi Mr. Freeze. When he's just like, I don't care.
Well, he was like that, kind of, but they didn't give him too much time to...
It's like a homo. Even when he had the suit on, he was a little more like that, but...
I liked the way he sounded when he had the suit.
Yeah, he sounded cool. Yeah, yeah.
He tells you that in order to synthesize the cure, he needs...
Blood.
Somebody's blood. Wait, where is it? He needs an enzyme.
Mm-hmm. And it's only found in somebody's blood.
It's only found in somebody's blood. And the only person that still has the enzyme is 800 years old. And he's dead.
Who is it?
Ra's al Ghul.
Joy. I most hated of all Batman villains.
So then as soon as there's
looks like Doctor Strange.
There's a chick in one of the exhibits.
Yeah.
There's a ninja. And she hears him, and it turns out she's a member of the League of Assassins, and she's like, you will never get the great Ra's al Ghul, and she flips and backflips.
I forget what it's called. It's called, like, Red Claw or some shit like that.
No, Red Claw is the chick.
Was the other one? Okay.
It's the League of Assassins.
So you follow this girl's blood trail.
Yeah, she cuts herself when she gets out.
So you switch to detective mode, and you follow it, and it's a pain in the ass, because this is, like, a mile-long blood trail.
Yeah, it's pretty long.
And then,
so you can trace. You just keep. You're running through the city. What's annoying about this though is like if you get too far, you can't really see it. And then as you're running around following it, since you're on the surface streets, there's gangs everywhere.
Yeah.
So as you're running around, there'll just be like eight guys just jump you and like, oh, it's Batman, let's get him. And you have to fight all these people because you're just trying to chase this stupid blood trail.
No, but I had a funny encounter during that.
Oh.
Because while I was chasing this blood trail, some random thugs were fighting me, and one random thug was just like, your mother won't recognize you when we get through with you.
I've had that before.
My first thought was, my mother's dead, retard.
Yeah, but you can't say that as Batman.
I know, but I mean, I would have been like really? I guess he wouldn't have known that. I've been like, really? You don't know Batman? You did, like, but I mean, you know Batman's parents. Well, you know Bruce Wayne's parents were killed.
Did you? You never found Crime Alley, right?
No.
For some reason, Crime Alley is in Arkham City. And you can find, like, it has the outlines of where your parents were killed. And there's an achievement if you stand there, you do a Batman pose. Where you put your fist on the ground and one knee. Batman pose. If you sit there for, like, a minute, you get an achievement.
All right, you follow the blood trail for, like, an hour. And then it runs out and you find a bandage there.
I wrote train runs out instead of trail.
Cool. Like that. So you analyze this bandage that she left. And then a ninja attacks you. This girl attacks you. And now you have to chase her.
She blindsides you.
Yeah, and then she starts running away, so you have to chase her. Kind of like a, you know, oh, chase me, Batman. You run, and it's really easy. You just kind of follow her.
You can't catch me.
It's pretty easy. So then you actually, when you catch her, you fight her on a building. Like, she just kind of gives up. Like, you're chasing her, and then she just turns around and just like, oh, fuck this. So you fight her, and then while you're fighting her, you stick, like, a homing device on her neck.
You go to, like, punch her, but she moves her head, so you, like, you drop it on her back as right after you punch.
And then she runs away because you let her go. And then who comes?
The best character ever in any Batman. Ever.
Really?
No, not really.
Oh, he's...
fucking Robin.
He's Robin. He's not that bad. He wasn't really that gay.
He was kind of gay.
When he came in, I was like,
Batman,
oh,
I want to help you. And he's like, Robin, get the fuck out of here.
He's not like that at all.
No, Batman, I want to help. Like, get the fuck out of here, Robin.
He's not like that at all. He's actually
That's basically what happens.
He's a decent Robin. Well, he's not... Nightwing, he's the second Robin, so that's why.
Well, second Robin got blown up. He's the third Robin.
Yeah. He's a whatever.
So you give him
the first one is still Nightwing.
You give him a sample of, he's actually Batman right now, I think. In the comics. Something like,
oh, they started it over and even though.
Oh. Yeah, no, he was Batman at least for a while.
Yeah.
And then you give him a sample of your blood and you're like, hey Robin, do something useful. Take this to the hospitals and tell them if they find this blood anywhere. You know, they're fucked.
Yeah.
And let me know what happens.
So now you go into the sewer.
But no, now he gives you, and then Robin gives you an item.
Oh, he gives you the
you get the line launcher, which is basically
the wonderful,
like, it shoots a line in front of you and a line behind you, and then you slide down it. Or you can use it, upgrade it so that you can flip on top of it and use it like a wire.
Do you really need that? You can't just use the fucking back claw and stick on the wall.
It comes in handy.
Stupid. So does my dick.
No, that's your hand. On it.
That's what I meant. See, it was like a double joke.
The blunt handle.
Yeah. So now you go into the sewer because you're following her homing signal.
Mm-hmm. Into the subway. Sewer subway.
Yeah, whatever. Eventually you make your way to the sewer.
Yeah, because you open like the manhole and you get in.
You have to use the double bat line, which is a pain in the ass because you have to shoot the zip line and then in midair aim it and then fire it.
Yeah, that took me forever to figure out. I didn't know you could do that.
I fucking failed like every time. I kept falling in the water and then the wet Batman would just crawl out. I'd laugh at him.
It's like a wet cat. He'd like shake himself off.
Yeah. Very funny. It's stupid. I don't even know why they put that in there. Yeah. And then
Right before Wonder City, you clear out the room of bad guys, and then you find out that Strange is giving the inhabitants
free blowjobs.
Free blowjobs and also weapons. Like, that's how they're getting all their weapons. So all of a sudden they have guns. You're like, where the fuck are they getting guns? Strange is giving them to them.
Yeah, Hugo Strange is funding all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. And then you find Wonder City.
Yeah. Now, when I saw Wonder City, the first thing I thought was Toy Man, but it's not. Toy Man's
not in this. Yeah, Toy Man's
not in it. No.
I thought he was.
As soon as I saw the robots, I was like, oh, this is going to be Toy Man.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
No Toy Man.
And I saw the toy factory by the steel mill. I was like, oh, got to be Toy Man.
I would have preferred Toy Man to fucking Calendar or Zazz again. Like, really? Toy Man would have been a cool story. But, I mean, I was happy with the ending, so, because he's my favorite character.
Yes, he is. I wish he was in the first one and he wasn't. But he was in it, but he was, like, caged up, and he wasn't actually a villain. So there's a big door at the end of Wonder City.
Mm-hmm. Like a big Oz door.
Yeah, and you can't open it. So you figure out that there's robots.
Also, when you go in here, you talk to Oracle this entire time, and you're like, where am I? And Oracle was like, oh, this was... they built the new Gotham on top of the old Gotham.
And the old Gotham was Wonder City.
They didn't just destroy it and rebuild it.
It's like New York.
Yeah, exactly. On Futurama, I'm just like, I would just put another layer up here, like bunk beds. So they just built the city on top of another city. Yeah, ridiculous. But that wouldn't even work.
And they had robot protectors that didn't
doing? No, they just kind of fell asleep. Like Oz. It reminded me of Oz.
So there's like robot protectors that were going to protect the city. And they're basically the Borg because they have a collective brain.
Yeah.
So you figure out, let me scan one of them. Maybe since they have a collective brain, I can figure out maybe they saw something or something happened. I can get some information.
You scan one of them.
And his head blows up. You're like, crap.
You have to scan like four, six of them or something like that. Yeah. You have to scan.
So you have to do is you have to run around finding them. They're like hidden up in like rooms and the ceiling. And
you use your bat vision and find them.
So you have to scan like six or seven of them in order to find out what happened with the door. So you get, after you're done scanning, you get like a video of the assassin opening the door by sticking her sword in the door. And then a secret entrance opens up.
Yeah. So then
you go there. You go to like the spot where it was.
Yeah. And then you push the panel in on the secret entrance.
And there's like a hole for a sword. You're like, fuck, I don't have a sword.
You're like, oh, a sword. And then what happens? A ninja. Oh, how convenient. A ninja pops out and starts fighting you. So you just like punch this ninja in the face and take the sword, stick it in the wall. Great.
Well, she's still holding it. So you're doing it with her.
She's just like, where am I going to get a sword? And then she's just like, ha!
I got a sword. Ha!
Yeah.
I'm going to practice my stabbing.
Batman couldn't find anything to stick in there. I'll use my dick, Alfred. Please don't, sir. I'm going to do it, Alfred. Swear to God, I'll do it.
Alfred, it's stuck. What do I do?
I'll call the locksmith, sir.
Lie back and think of England.
Ooh.
What? That doesn't work for me. England just turns me on.
Really? You like the Queen Mother?
I think England. I think the girl from... Damn it. Totally blanked.
Oh, God. The Mike Myers movie.
Elizabeth Hurley?
Yes. Elizabeth Hurley.
That's England to me. England is Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah, then look at real British
and
people.
And James Bond girls.
Look at real British people.
Yeah, I know.
Hello there, governor. Oh, they have crooked teeth.
Yeah, I know. Because they have sex with croquet mallets. Cricket bats.
What? Oh, God.
Yeah.
So you go through the secret passage that opens up now.
And then you fall down.
You come out and you're like, oh, I don't feel thumb guard.
Because you're sick because you have the Titan's form.
And now it's like metastasizing and you're like
dying.
Even
though you already had the cure for that in the first game. I think it mutated.
Sure.
I think at some point the Joker's like, it mutated.
So you start freaking out and your parents come out of a door and like, hey, what's up, Bruce? Come in the light.
Yeah. Why don't you come follow the light? You're like,
the light's totally cool. It's awesome. Just come to the light. Yeah.
It's warm in here. We got Kool-Aid, some chicken. Awesome.
So what? You wake up in here, and who's there to greet you?
Talia al Ghul.
Ooh, she's pretty hot in this, too.
Yeah, she's Ra's al Ghul's daughter, and also Batman's kind of hooked up with her a bunch of times. He's done the Batusi with her, if you catch my drift. Yeah, but he did, yeah. Those fingers weren't going, their fingers weren't going over his eyes when he danced with her, though.
I understand.
He gave her the bat stink.
Oh. What? What?
I don't even know. He gave her a dirty guano.
So you tell Talia that you want to become an assassin. Because you're like...
And she totally falls for it.
Yeah, you're like, I'm totally dying, because she pulls your mask up, and she sees that your face is all fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. Because she knows who you are, and you know who she is and all that stuff.
So you're like, listen...
You've diddled her several times.
You're like, listen, I want to become an assassin. I want to drink. I want to become immortal. She's like, you've seen my face. You know I'm dying. So I just totally want to be an assassin to save myself. She's like, okay, but you got to take the test. Yeah.
The demon trials.
So you go down the staircase and there's just chicks. So the staircase pops out and it like comes out of the floor, right? The floor slides open and the stairs and you go down the stairs. But there's assassins there waiting there with swords. So what, are they just standing there 24 hours a day just waiting for somebody to come down the stairs?
They're just hanging out.
That made no sense.
That's what they're doing.
I didn't get that.
I don't know. I saw it too and I was like, what the hell's going on?
So you open the door and there's like a cup of blood there and it's Ra's blood. So you drink it. Yeah,
supposedly. It's fucking like it's LSD.
Probably. Yeah. After what happens next, probably is.
I wrote drink LSD. And then I wrote what the fuck.
So that actually brings you back to health for a few hours. So you're actually...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have... I think it's like 4 hours.
You're actually cool now. But now you have to start the demon trials.
So now you're on Tatooine.
Kind of, yeah. And you're following like a ghost
Saturn. Or Saturn, yeah, you're falling and you have to fly and it's totally retarded.
It's a disembodied Ra's al Ghul.
This totally didn't need to be in this game.
It's just to teach you how to glide differently.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
It is pretty stupid.
You have to they show you how to dive bomb and then how to basically it's the equivalent of
Mario
when you're cape Mario. Yes. Exactly.
When you're cape Mario and you pull back. Yes.
Yeah.
Every time I did it, I was like, ooh, it's Mario.
Yeah. I've seen people go through entire boards with that. Wow. It's coming out. Was it coming out next week? 2 weeks? 2 weeks from now? Wow. 3 weeks from now?
Wow.
Wow. There's so much stuff coming out. Soon.
Wow.
Got wow. Mario 3D. Got Skyrim. My new phone's coming out.
Modern Warfare.
My birthday's in November. Modern Warfare 3.
My birthday's in November too.
Are you before me or after me?
I'm after you. I'm at the end.
What are you, 28? No, not age, idiot.
Day. Oh. No.
23? You totally disappeared on me.
Oh, God. Here we go with the freezing. What?
What? When is it? 24?
No.
26, 27?
No.
30.
There you go.
What are you going to be, 31?
God, yeah.
I'm going to be 30. November 18th.
Send us stuff.
What?
Telling people to send us stuff.
I don't
Porsche. Want anything. Porsche monkey, send me something.
Send us stuff from Chicago.
Send us game reviews, suggestions. Actually, no, we're pretty backed up.
We have a lot of shit to do. Yeah, we need to take requests. Somehow. We do need to do another game. Well, we're doing what's the name? Ghostbusters. That's a request.
Oh, thanks for spoiling it.
It's a request.
Shut up.
Just for those other two who don't really listen to the show at all.
So every so often, you'll land on a platform. You got to fight some dudes. Do some more dive bombs.
Yeah, that's basically what you do. You do three or four of them.
After you do all the stupid shit, he tells you that he wants you to kill him. And take
I wrote fight sand ninjas.
Pretty much.
That's right, I said ninjas.
You're terrible.
You know, sand people.
Yes. So yes, he tells you ninjas. That he wants you to kill him to take his place as the leader of the League of Assassins and continue his work. And you're dude, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
I'm totally Batman. I totally don't kill people.
Yeah.
So
Now you come out of the dream.
Yeah,
and you
out
see
of the dream.
You see Talia, and then Ra's al Ghul tells you to kill him, and you're like, no, man, no.
I just said this.
Okay. So then he falls into that water, which is the
Lazarus Pit.
Lazarus Pit. And he gets regenerated. And then you fight him in Sandland.
It's real life, but you're hallucinating into thinking it's Sandland.
Yeah, because you're in a big room and he's making you think
it'll flash back to real life every once in a while, and you're like, you're just fighting him normally. Meanwhile, you think you're in the sand world.
Nah, it's Sandland, and he's annoying. It's not a hard fight at all.
It's just long and annoying. He turns into
He's giant, but half giant,
Half giant sand person.
It's you're fighting Mr. Sandman.
So you gotta you gotta shoot him with the electric blaster because it's the only gun you have.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll throw claws at you.
Yeah, Wolverine claws.
Yeah, and
Freddy claws in the bed. You know, when they come towards you, Nightmare on Elm Street. Yes. And then he
does some other stuff.
What the guys circle around him, so you can only shoot him at a certain time.
I just keep shooting.
Yeah, that's what I did. I fucking spammed him until he went away. Bastard.
So after you do that, there'll be a normal big fight, and one of the sand people will be him.
Yeah, it's really not that hard.
And everybody will jump on your back, and you have to do the explosion move to blow them all off.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. And you beat him. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you take some blood.
Well, no. Then he takes his daughter. He takes Talia and he puts a knife to her throat.
Yes.
And he's right. If you don't kill me, I'm going to kill her. Make your choice.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you pull out your Batarang and then you unlock the reverse Batarang.
Yeah.
Which apparently you've had all the time, but you couldn't use till now.
I only used it this time. I never used it ever again. I never had a reason to use it.
Yeah, so you throw the Batarang and it comes up from behind him and knocks him out.
Yeah.
And then you take his blood.
That's about it.
Doesn't he? Yeah. Wait. Doesn't he die? Doesn't he get stabbed? Oh, that's later.
Yeah. That doesn't happen yet. I think.
Oh, you tell him, listen, you can either, because the Lazarus Pit isn't working anymore, and it's fucking with his head.
Yeah.
So it's as he's using it more and more, it's working less and less.
He doesn't die, you just tell him that I'll be back for you.
Yeah, you're listen, either figure out what you're going to do, or I'm going to come back for you.
Yeah. So now what I did was, Are you supposed to basically go back through the sewer and go this other way? I went the wrong way.
Yeah, so did I.
I went all the way back to where I came in.
So did I.
And I was like, oh, I don't know what to do. So I see this button on the wall. So I throw my remote batarang at this button, and then fucking Killer Croc jumps out. Like 2 inches from your face, and he's just like reaching for you, and he's just like, wait a minute, because he's ready to kill you, and he's just like, you smell different. He's like, you smell like you're dying. He's like, maybe I'll just wait it out and then like suck the skin off your bones, and then he goes away. So yeah. I don't know if Killer Croc is in this, but I found him totally by accident.
I did the same thing. I went the complete wrong way. And
yeah. And then I went back.
So Strange brings in Mayor Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You interrogate him or he interrogates him? You interrogate him.
Yeah, well, now you rescue Mayor Sharp. He's outside and they're like beating him. So you fight all the guys around him and then you grab him and ask him what the hell's going on. And then he tells you what's going on.
Yeah, basically he let Strange do what he wanted to help him win the election.
Mm. So now what you have to do is go back to GC, the Gotham City Police Department. But did you do something before there?
No, I went to... Yeah, no, you go to the Iceberg Lounge first.
And what?
You get the Mind Disruptor. Did you not get the Mind Disruptor?
Mind Disruptor?
You know, you ever see the mines that if you walk over them, they blow up?
And I do remember themselves? This. I didn't write it down.
There's a Mind Disruptor where you... It's the same thing as the Ice Disruptor. It's just an upgrade to that. And then you can destroy those mines without them... So you can actually go past them.
Oh, I definitely... I never used it, but I definitely got it. And then you went
That's in the Iceberg Lounge where you fought... Wait, you go back to where you fought Penguin in the Iceberg Lounge of Solomon Grundy. For some reason, the floor is now fixed.
What, the water floor?
No, not the water floor.
Oh, the floor where you actually fought him? The one you blew
up where you fought him? That floor is fixed now.
Why? They made you a lot of
conversion. Because all the cops you saved, they're now in there. Like, they're using that as a bunker.
Yeah.
So you go there, and you like knock on the door. He's like, get the fuck out. Oh, it's Batman.
Oh, I come remember on that. Yeah, I definitely get it. Because you only went in there. Something funny happens in there. I didn't do that till later, I think, because something funny happens in that part.
I didn't know.
I forget what it was. Yeah, because it's the back door, and you're like knocking on the door.
No, that's a different one.
Guys, no, that's, like, that's, who is it?
That's
okay, that was a different one then. Okay.
It's the same concept in here.
Because that guy was like, so who
it's
is
just,
it?
It's just all, just the, like, all the cops you saved hunkered up in there.
Mm.
And they're just like building like a stockpile of guns. They're like, we're not going to move out of here because we're totally going to, you know, use it as a base.
That. I definitely did that because he's like, thank you, Batman.
And then that's when they give you the Mind Disruptor. And now I go back. Then I went back to the police department.
Go back to the police department. Mr. Freeze is there.
And he's totally taken over the joint.
Yeah, it's like his place now. It's all ice everywhere. And there's like ice sculptures of Nora.
Everywhere, yeah.
So you give him the blood and he makes the serum and he has two of them. And he's just like, we'll just take these now. And he breaks one.
He's like, you're not getting this. He puts the other one in the safe.
Yeah, because it's just like, you have to do something for me if you want this.
Yeah, he wants you to get him Nora.
You're like, you fuck. And you're just like, no, it doesn't work that way. I'm sorry. So now you fight Mr. Freeze.
Well, you go towards the safe to go get it.
That's, yeah.
And then he's like, I don't think so, Batman.
Yeah, sorry, Batman.
Nice to meet you, Batman. It will be a cold day in hell.
I didn't die at all in this, but I just thought this fight was annoying.
Chill. It's just
a pain in the ass. Come on.
Worst.
You got an hour and a half already.
So anyway, yeah, now you're fighting Mr. Freeze.
Now, what happens is you're in this one room and he blocked off all the exits. And basically all the ways that you can...
You have to knock him down to beat him up. But
in this one room,
you can't just basically shoot it, like hit him. You have to...
Yeah. All the ways that you can take a person down in the game itself is in this room. Like, you could hang down from the ceiling, or you can go into the racks or whatever. And you have to basically surprise him 3 times.
No, it's more than 3. It's like 5.
Was it that many times?
Yeah.
You're right. No, you're right. It is that many times.
See, I didn't realize that. Like, I realized I wasn't, like, because it kept saying, don't let Mr. Freeze see you. Don't let Mr. Freeze see you.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, what am I supposed to do? And I'm walking around.
That's why I found
the puddle with the two wires.
Yeah.
And there was a button. I was like, I pressed the button. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I wonder if I have to hit him with this.
Yeah.
So I waited for him to walk. Like, I alerted him towards me, and I hit the button, and I froze him, and I beat him. And then he's like, that was a good move, Batman, but I won't let you do it again. And he freezes the button. So, like, you can't do the same thing twice.
No, he's like, I learned from my mistakes, Batman.
So I was like, fuck, what do I do now? And then I realized, oh, wait, there's the magnets. So if you use, there's, like, giant magnets, and if you shoot them with the electrical gun, it'll pull them in. You can do that too with other guys. Like, if anybody's holding guns and near a magnet, you can pull the guns away from them. They're like, what the hell happened? That's pretty cool.
There's a lot of ways to beat him. It's just a pain in the ass because he follows you.
Yeah, if you pause the game, it'll actually give you a list of everything you can do.
Yeah. He does that before, I think, too, because you scan him and you're just like, oh, you scan him before you fight him. But he'll every get frustrated so, yeah, every and so like, he'll throw these fucking drones yeah. that find you in like a second.
Your body heat gave you away, Batman. Yeah. But he can't run, yeah. so he's like, I'll be there in a few minutes. I'm on my way.
Just wait right there.
Just wait for me. Your footprints will show me where you go.
Yeah. But I don't know if... I didn't have the heat masker at this point. I wonder if you have the heat masker.
It's only for when they have the goggles.
Okay. It's ridiculous. So yeah, you fight him. This is really the most annoying fight in the game. And it's really not even that bad. It's just annoying that you have to do it three times.
It's more than three times. It's like five times.
Whatever the fuck it is, yeah.
So then you go to the safe to get the cure, and you open it up, and there's a note saying, you know, with the Joker card, and it says, like, thanks for the cure, love, Harley.
Yeah. Harley Quinn took it, yeah.
And there's, like, a big hole in the back wall.
So then Freeze...
Pretty shitty safe, and they use the drywall
as the... Yeah, I understand that, yeah. What was on the other side of that wall? I guess you just kind of...
Cardboard?
It was like... It looked like... You know, the air conditions outside the window, like somebody just took the air condition. Oh, this is mine now. So
he's like...
Freeze gives you the freeze bombs.
Yeah, he also... Yeah, the freeze blast.
Yeah, it's fucking ice bombs.
He also asks you to find Nora for him, and he tells you where she is.
Yeah, I was gone by that time. He was just like, could you think you could help... Wait, where did you
go? Batman, come back, Batman.
Maybe if you could just...
Wait. Please, wait, Batman.
Because I didn't just try to kill you. Can you save my wife? I would have been like, I would have kicked him in the crotch. I would have kept kicking him in his fucking robot crotch. Asshole. So
as you leave, you have to go out like the back door. It's like over the water.
Oh, this is the Vicky Vale thing, right? Yeah.
So there's a helicopter. It's like, Vicky Vale reporting from Arkham City. And then Joker shoots her down.
Yeah. I let her die the first time and I had to do it again.
So the helicopter crashes in the city. So you go to where the helicopter crashed and there's like five or six snipers. So they just keep like toying with her. They keep like shooting near her to screw around with her. So you have to take out all these snipers silently.
What happens is there's not a time limit, but if you don't go there, they kill her. Like there's a time limit, but not a time limit. Like, you know, I don't know what it is.
So it like, must be pretty long because I didn't have a problem with it and you let her die.
Well, because if you just go straight there, but I mean, I was just like, I'm not doing this. I'm going to the steel mill. So then when I was making my way to the steel mill, I just like, I'd like to.
The Vicky Vale is dead.
It just faded out, and then it was just the Joker going, I played you like a fucking violin. What the fuck he says, I forget. And I was like, what did I do? I was like, oh, I gotta save this bitch.
Oh, one of the best ones to vote. I was like, what are you doing on the floor, Batman? Shouldn't you be trying to stop me?
Shouldn't you be trying to get up? Yeah, that happens. Uh-huh. So you rescue Vicky Vale, and there's snipers now.
Vicky Joy. Vale. Vicky Vale.
Awful.
That's a great soundtrack.
You fight your way into the steel mill.
Batman!
You have ice bombs now, and there's water all of a sudden in this place.
Where are we?
So what you do is you throw your ice bombs into the water, and then it makes like a little ice flow.
Yes.
And then you stand on it, and then you pull yourself around like you did in Penguin's place. You know, you shoot the thing and grip on the wall. In the steel mill when you're going to get the Joker.
Oh, hold on. I did some other stuff before that.
I don't care.
This is when I did the Mad Hatter.
This is a long episode. Oh, it's short. Go ahead.
So after you do this... Alfred comes to the line saying, dude, totally got the cure. It's totally done. It's ready to give to everybody. I'm dropping it off to you. So he drops the canister and you go get it. And nah, it's not really him. And you just get knocked out and you wake up and you're at Mad Hatter's table. Because like right after you talk to her, right after you rescue her, you see Mad Hatter in the background.
You rescue her.
So
the
you
nuclear
go.
Nuclear Wessels.
The say nuclear Wessels. Nuclear Wessels. So then you I didn't even write down what happened. You wake up at the Mad Hatter table and you like break free and you go to fight him, and then you go into your, because it's all, you know, you're all poisony, and you got that crazy Batman,
you look like the Tick,
the Batman rabbit.
I wish you
mask.
Could play the entire game with that. You look you have like these big buck teeth. You're like a fucked up rabbit, Batman.
So you just fight everybody, and then
it's
beat
really
him.
Easy. Yeah.
This is also when
you
I punch
Jarvis in the face. Jarvis Tetch.
Jarvis Tetch.
His name is. Is it Jarvis or Jarvis?
I think it's Jarvis.
Jarvis Tetch, right?
This is also when I captured. After I did that, I captured Zaz. He's just in like a. He's got a couple hostages. He's in like a room, like in his cell, and you have to like kind of like go around, sneak up behind him, and you just capture him.
Yeah, whoop-de-doo.
I finally you trace his call, and he's like, okay, found you, and then you just go to where he tells you to go to. Then I go to the steel mill.
So while you're making your way through this steel mill, eventually you find Harley, and she's tied to a pole, and she's gagged.
Yeah, this is basically the side mission of Harley.
Yum.
Well, also see Joker before that, and he seems fine now.
Oh, that's right, because he turns around, and something's...
He's like putting on lipstick, he turns around, he's like, ah, I'm fine, hi.
Yeah, yeah.
I never felt better, Batman.
Yeah, but you see his reflection, and he's not fine, and then when he turns around, he is fine.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Something's going on.
So then, yeah, Holly's tied up to a pole and gagged. Now, I ungagged her.
She tells you that there's a freeze weapon in the boiler room.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Oh, I did that.
And what happens?
You get... there's a point where you're... Like, right after that, it says, like, boiler room this way and, like, mm-hmm. Joker that way. It's like... it says something like that. And there's, like, one of those magnetic door things.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's how you get to the boiler room. It's just like, there's a big standoff and you get the upgraded... It's not an upgrade. It's actually a separate weapon. It's a grenade, a freeze grenade, that you can fire like 4 times in a row. And it kind of just like, it makes like a circle when it lands and it freezes anybody.
I forget what it was called. It was kind of like...
It's not the regular freeze one. The regular freeze can freeze the water and everything. This one was
different.
It's like when
Sub-Zero freezes the floor. Why was she tied up?
I don't know.
Whatever.
And after she's tied up, every time you find one of the Joker things, one of the Harley Quinn bobblehead things, it's like, I'm not here to answer your call right now. I'm probably doing a secret mission for Mr. J.
No, she says that all the time.
I think it was only after... No, because she said other stuff. She started talking to me personally before that. Like, hi, Batman. How are you?
Now what do you do? You fist fight the Joker.
Hold on. Find Harley, blah, blah, blah. Find the Joker. Yeah, tons of guys.
Now.
And he's like mixed in with the guys.
I walked into this room and he's just like, there's a cutscene and he's talking to you. And he's just like, oh, you want to fight? Fine, we'll fight then. And he just starts doing like the Irish.
He's like, hey, come on.
Come on. And you're like, no, this isn't happening. And you're like, he's going to push a button and somebody's going to come out. You fist fight the Joker for like 2 minutes. Like you just pummel him. And then guys come out. I'm like, wow, you're fighting the Joker.
All right, cool, I'm done.
Like, they never do that. It's never just you punching the Joker in the face. It's always him on, like, some flying mechanical gizmo.
It's like the
gizmo.
Notre Dame fighting Irish kind of
fight. Yeah, he just comes at you like that, and you're like,
come on, everybody.
Yeah. And then goons come out. I think there's a Titan at some point.
There is a Titan.
Yeah, okay, the Titan. And then the ceiling falls on you.
Yeah, but hold on, this fight is fucking... Oh, it takes forever.
It is pretty long.
I texted you, I was like, this fucking fight's horrible. That was probably the hardest part in the game, was this fight.
I guess it's the hardest fight. I mean, yeah, I guess so. I guess this is the hardest fight. Yeah.
Because you can't take down the Titan until you kill everybody else, and you have to take down the Titan by hitting.
Well,
B3
I was
times.
On the Titan, beating the shit out of everybody.
There were so many guys because there was Mr. Hammer came back and.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Shit falls on you.
Yeah, it's like a ceiling thing falls on you, and then Talia saves you, and the Joker goes with her because they. They're just like,
She's like, she doesn't save you. She comes in. He's like, hey, Joker, listen.
That's right.
Batman didn't want the deal.
She
saves become
you from
immortal?
The Joker killing you. She doesn't save you. She saves you from the Joker killing you.
Yes. She gives him the sword. It's like, if you want, you can come be the leader of the League of Assassins and you can be immortal. You're like,
yeah, because she's tricking him. Yeah.
And she goes, follow your heart. She points to her chest and she got the tracker from the other assassin on her.
Yeah, because she's just didn't want him to kill you.
So you black out.
And Catwoman?
And Catwoman.
What happens?
So now you're doing this mission for Ivy? To keep her off your back?
God.
So you have to get a plant for her. It's like some secret plant in the lab, locked up. So what you have... So you go into, the lab. And there's a separate room for, the security room. And then there's another room with the... There's a giant vault door. And, 5 or 6 guards. And there's, two guys standing next to the vault at all times with guns. There's other guys just walking around. So in order to open the vault door, you need 3 keys. And the keys are on the guards. So what you have to do is you climb... When you're Catwoman, you can climb on the ceiling.
Because you're a cat. that's pretty cool. Yeah, because my cats crawl on the ceiling all the time. Sure. Makes perfect sense.
So you actually walk on the ceiling.
Okay.
So what you have to do is you have to pickpocket 3 of these security guards off the guards without them seeing you. Because if they see you, they just shoot you and you die and... You have to do it again.
I guess Catwoman, you just have leather. You don't really have any.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to drop down, steal it, and jump back up before they see you. You have to do it 3 times without them seeing you. So then you come back into the security room, you put all the keys in the computer. Now remember, there's two guards standing in front of the vault door.
Okay.
And you're in a separate room putting the keys in, and then the vault door opens. So the guys turn around, they're like, the fuck is that? Why is the door opening? The door's opening and they're standing right next to it. So that was pretty cool.
Wonderful.
So you go in the vault, and you have to knock out everybody in the room. And then you go into the vault, and the vault door closes behind you. Or no, it doesn't close behind you. But as soon as you go in the vault door, like, more guys come through, and like, oh, haha, I gotcha. So then you got to kill all these people. And then there's two suitcases on the... There's, like, a table with the plant and two suitcases.
Do you want the plant or the suitcase?
Well, what happens is if you walk up to the suitcases, you open it up, and it does the Pulp Fiction thing.
Oh, it's just, like, glowing?
It's just, like, glowing in your face. You're like... I want that. They never tell you what it is either. So you close it and you're looking at the plant, you're looking at the suitcases, you're like, which one do I want? If you pick up the plant, you're like, oh, fuck you, Ivy, and you throw it on the floor and you like you step on it. You're like, I hate plants. And then you take the briefcases and you're starting to run out. And as you're running out, there's like a security footage showing Batman lying on the floor under the rubble.
Oh, okay.
So she looks to her right and it says exit. She's like, should I go home? And she looks to the left and like back the way you came. Or should I go help Batman? So you put your suitcases down and you go help Batman. I don't know what happens if you just leave. I don't think it'll let you.
Oh, you have a choice.
You have a choice, but I think it's a choice.
Okay.
Nope.
Whoops.
Right.
Okay.
So you put the suitcases down, you're like, he's gonna owe me one. So as you leave, like the whole place blows up and you're like, fuck, I just lost the suitcases.
What's the fighting like with Catwoman?
It's very similar, but it's like, it's more catty. Her moves, her counter moves are 10 times better than Batman's.
When she like flips over the guy.
She'll grab one by the, like by the neck and then grab the other one by the neck with her ankles.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
And like flip him over with her ankles.
One day I'll play those fucking things.
It's very arousing.
I have to buy the code and redeem it. I don't really want to do it. I think it was like $19 or $9, I think, for the redemption code. Fuck that shit. Fuck that.
Yeah, you go help Batman. So then it picks up.
Okay, now Catwoman saves you.
So you actually see Catwoman saving you when you're playing it?
Yeah. And what happens is
as soon as you go back, it just automatically cuts back to that. Like,
now, along this whole time... Remember that Victor Hugo
reads his poetry to you. Is it better than Vogon poetry, which is the third worst poetry in the universe?
Ode to a purple thing I found in my armpit or something like that.
What did you think of my poem? The symbolism was very brilliant and...
Symbolic.
Symbolic. The symbolism was very symbolic. No, you're wrong. Throw him out the airlock.
Hugo Strange is over the... loudspeakers the whole time saying you have like 4 hours before Protocol 10 is launched, 2 hours, and there's like 45 minutes and 15 minutes, and then when you wake up, it's already happening. And then you just hear explosions in the background, and Catwoman's like, oh, I guess you know what Protocol 10, Protocol 11 is now.
10.
Protocol 10 is...
Protocol 11 is something different.
Yeah, I guess you know what Protocol 10 is now, and it's basically what he's doing is blowing up Arkham City.
Carpet bombing Arkham City.
Yeah, because it didn't work, so he's just destroyed it. But he's not blowing up the city, he's blowing up the infested areas. So, like, the helicopters are just going over the roof, and they're like, oh, there's a guy, missile.
Pretty much. I actually, before I did the next part, I went back to Bane now, because I had all six of the Titan formulas. So when you go back to Bane, you're like, I found my formulas, how about you? He's like, yes, I found mine too. Because he's... That's my...
I found some heads,
that's
too.
That's my Brazilian accent, or Argentinian. Argentina. Is he Argentina or Brazilian?
Yeah, he's South American. He's South American.
This is my... I found them too. So then... He's like, but I found them. He's like, thank you for destroying them all because I didn't want them. I didn't want the Titan formula falling into the wrong hands because I want it all for myself. And I'm double crossing you.
No shit. And what, you fight him?
You don't actually fight him. You just basically do a bat move and you throw him in. It's like a cell for some reason there, and you throw him in the cell and you lock the door.
Wow.
And he's like, what are you doing, Batman? He's like, what do you think I'm doing? And then you blow up the other six right in front of him.
I'm glad I didn't waste my time with that.
He's like, no, Batman, why'd you do that to me? Por qué? Por qué? Porque Batman.
Oh man, he's got the bee costume on.
Ay ay ay.
No es bueno, Batman. No es bueno. Oh, making fun of people is funny. Okay. So now there's just these random helicopters flying around shooting missiles. So what you have to do is you find out that there's some kind of information on one of these fucking helicopters. The master control program. Like
apparently it's Tron.
Yeah, it's Tron. Super Friends. Maybe we should.
I require popsicle stick statues. I require
master control.
Macaroni, macaroni pictures.
I don't know.
Maybe how do you kill a giant stone Abraham Lincoln? A giant stone okay. John Wilkes Booth? Makes right. perfect sense.
Now, you basically have to scan every one of these fucking things.
There's a
until
lot of
you
them.
Find the one with... Yeah, there's like 15 of these things. You have to scan them until the plane... Oh, they keep firing at you too, but you can lose them pretty easily. Until you find the one with on it, and then you batarang up to it, or you hook up to it, and then... You scan it and get the information and then go away. Uh-huh. Now you're making your way to the Wonder Tower.
Well, there's also locked doors. That's when you use your little back computer thing to unlock them. And every so often, you'll get new codes to unlock more doors. And that's basically what this code is.
You're right, because the ones that you can't unlock are red. You're correct.
So these codes let you get into the Wonder Tower.
Uh-huh. So you make your way to this Wonder Tower, which has been there the entire time, but you couldn't go in here because it was a restricted area.
Have you ever tried to fly over into it?
No, there's just spikes.
They shoot at you.
Ooh.
No, they right. shoot at you and they make you fly out. Like it automatically flies you out.
Okay. So now you can go through the front door because you have the codes for this place. Now, this whole place was like the center of the map, and it's just a big area that said restricted area. So now you go in here and Hugo talks to you from a video. What does he tell you?
I don't even write it down.
I don't remember. He tells you stuff, what he's doing.
Like how he's like, I'm saving the city, not you.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm the real hero. And
now he makes you fight a lot of guys, and this gave me a hard time because they have shields
and stun batons.
And the stun gun, which is the stupidest thing in the world, like, because Batman can't seem to, like, when you punch them, it stuns you.
Yes. So like, you're punching him in the stun gun, I guess.
Yeah, like if you punch him in the face, you still get stunned, which is the stupidest thing to me. I don't understand that. And even if you like punch him in the back,
there's
you
also
still get
guys
stunned.
With sometimes the guys have armor. Forgot about to talk about that.
Oh yeah, they're dressed like clowns usually.
Yes. You have to vault over them. If you press B, you throw your cape and you disorient them.
Yeah.
So like the armor guys, you have to do that and then spam the X button until you just beat the crap out of them.
Yeah, and then the Titans you have to do it 3 times and then spam them.
The coolest thing was though, if you hold down left trigger and you do one of the buttons, the face buttons, it'll do different quick moves. Like you throw a batarang real quick, or you shoot the line gun. If you shoot the line, not just the bat grappling hook. If you shoot that at a guy and you pull it towards you, you can stick your arm out and stiff arm, and he just like knocks straight down. It's really cool.
One of the upgrades is a disarm too when you use
I got that too.
You shoot the gun and then disarm the gun.
Yeah, I did that a lot. That's handy because you'll hear them like cocking it. You're like, oh fuck, you just throw it real quick and you pull the gun away from him. The guns will screw you up.
Yeah, the guns are no joke in this game.
I was armored all the way up, and they still screw you up.
I died a couple of times in this part.
Yeah, it wasn't easy.
Now you go into the
sewer.
And then
the shields are like car doors, too, like later. Like the guys...
Yeah, they just have no proper shields. Not riot shields.
They're
just
car doors.
Like station wagon doors.
Yeah, what you have to do is you have to like disorient them with the cape, and then...
Well, you flip over them
and then dive bomb them.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you're only capable of punching through the window.
Can you roll down your window?
Excuse me.
Can I have directions? Roll down your window.
Huh? That would be funny. That would be funny if he did that.
You have can't a punch through.
His gloves are lead lined. Just punch through the fucking window, dude. Whatever. Now you go into the sewer.
You're moving through. No, you're going up through the tower.
Yeah, you open the sewer grate, and then you fight guys, and then you hack the elevator to go up into there.
Okay.
Because this elevator was there from the beginning of the game when you were in the sewer, because you were under the Wonder Tower when you first went down there, but you couldn't use it because you didn't have the code to this elevator. Now you have the code to the elevator.
I think the code is elevator.
I think it was like lift up.
I think it was elevate.
No, you know what it was? One of them was mastermind. I think this one was mastermind. So
no, that was the one to get into Hugo Strange's vault thing.
It was mastermind? Yeah. Stupid. Now you go up in the elevator, and basically for the next like 45 minutes, you're making your way up this entire tower it's just by grappling and crawling around.
You're going
and
along
doing
the outside,
whatever.
The inside.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll save us some time. And then Victor Hugo.
Hugo Strange.
I fucking wrote Victor Hugo in here.
Who's Victor Hugo?
I'm going to have to read Victor Hugo now. Oh, so now Hugo Strange is in a tube.
It's like a combination
of
Victor Freeze and Hugo Strange.
He's in a tube in the middle of the room.
It's locked up.
It's locked, and you just kind of... He's just like, oh, you'll never get me, Batman. And you just whip out your thing, and he's just like, what are you doing? You just hack into it.
Well, no, you have to take out all the guards first, and these guards are like the really highly trained guards that are pretty...
But they're dumb as shit.
They're pretty...
I got them in like 2 seconds. One guy, I was standing on the grate, and the guy just... I grabbed him, and then the other two guys came running over, and it kept saying on the screen, it was just like, don't hide in the grate, because they'll see you. They didn't see me. Because I did it to all three of them. They were like, oh my god, one of the guards is down. Alright, didn't work, it's fine for me. So, you hack his tube thing.
You won't get to me, Batman, I'm totally cool.
Yeah, it was fucking Amish beard, like an asshole.
Yeah, I think it was. I think code was Mastermind.
And then Ra's al Ghul comes.
Well, hold on, where are we here? Yeah, you're talking to him. He's like, I am the real savior of Gotham, blah, blah, blah. Like, Arkham City is my greatest gift.
You go strange, right?
Yeah. And then Ra's al Ghul comes. He's like, oh, hello. This is the man that helped me.
Yeah.
So you find out that Ra's was the mastermind behind Arkham City. He's the one puppeting Hugo Strange to do it, who was in turn puppeting the mayor.
Yes. Uh-huh. And Ra's al Ghul stabs Victor Hugo. Hugo Strange.
In the chest gut thing.
Right in the chest. And then Hugo kind of falls on the floor, and he's just like no.
Please,
he's like,
just give me more time. I can do it.
Yeah. So he's talking to Ra's al Ghul because I think... Oh, you know what it was? Because Ra's al Ghul knew he was dying, and he wanted a successor, and the successor was going to be Hugo Strange.
Well, yeah.
He didn't like the way he did things, so he was just like, fuck this guy.
He's like, I don't give people second chances. Screw you.
Yeah. So now when Hugo's on the floor, he's just like, all right, fuck you guys. I'm going to activate Protocol 11.
Which is blow up the tower.
One more than Protocol 10, which is basically blow up the Wonder Tower. So you jump out of the Wonder Tower with Ra's al Ghul because he jumps off, and then you jump off with him.
No, you like grab him and jump out together.
Yeah. And then you're behind him like in a chokehold. So he takes the sword and then stabs himself in the stomach trying to stab you through him.
Yes.
But you just push yourself off like no dumbass.
We're falling. I can just push you away.
Yeah, so you do that, and then he just, like, gets impaled on a spike.
And somehow you don't die. I don't figure out how you don't die, but you don't die.
You don't die. I don't even know. You're Batman. You fly away. And then you're just standing there, and then you pull out your comlink or whatever, and you're talking to Oracle, and she's just like, oh, you have to go here. There's something going on here at the movie theater. No, Joker tells you. Joker's just like, come to the movie theater. We have to go there. And now this one's time, too. If you don't go there, he kills whoever, or something happens.
Really? I didn't know.
Because you had another one of those numbers where you have to follow it and get to the right, because you don't know it's a movie theater until you get there. And if you go the opposite way, you just die.
I went the right way.
This one,
there's
like
85 snipers guarding this place.
Yeah, now, it's not as hard as it sounds.
The first time I died, because I think because what you have to do is you have to sneak kill.
Yeah.
So you have to if you crouch and walk up somebody, you can silent kill them. I think the first time I did that, I pressed the button too soon. I kind of jumped on him. I pounced on him.
Yeah, you can't do that.
And then
they
heard me. I thought I said silent, but I guess I didn't. And that's the only time I died was because I did that
by
accident.
You can't make a single sound. It's not
as
that
soon
bad.
As you do, you'll see 9 red lines just come up on you and you're dead.
Yeah. Once you get in there, the Joker starts telling you where he is. He's just like, I'm in the movie theater, blah, blah, blah. So once you get in that circle, there's not a time limit. And then you can take your time. So you can just go back outside the circle and use your bat vision, and you could see where all of them are, and you can pick them off one by one. It's actually really easy.
It's not
bad. It's easy if you don't, if you rush right into it, you're fucked. There's no getting through that. And then once you take out those snipers, there's 2 more snipers by the door of the actual movie theater.
He said he's going to kill Talia.
That's what it is. And if you don't go there soon enough, he kills Talia. So now you go into the movie theater.
And there's no seats.
And... No.
All the seats are pulled out.
No, I mean, they don't care. So, this is at the big finale.
So you go in, and Talia's sitting on a chair, right, tied up?
Yeah.
And he's like, he's got a gun to her head, and he's like, I'm totally going to kill her. Totally going to kill her. And then she does her little Batman-esque move and shoots Joker. Does she shoot him? Or I think she shoots him.
I forget.
I'm pretty sure she shoots him and stabs him.
Yeah.
And you're like, why'd you do that? It's like, he was the Joker. He kills people for the hell of it.
Yeah, that's right, because he gives you a whole spiel. Just like, you didn't do this. Why didn't you do this? You know, many people, he's just going to kill people again. And you're like, yeah, but...
I don't kill people.
You really don't have an answer. There's nothing you could say at that point.
So she gives you... She got the cure from him.
Yes.
And she gives it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, cool.
You were going to give it to the Joker.
Well, no, this...
No, it doesn't happen.
That's later.
Yeah.
So as she's handing you the cure, what happens?
Clayface!
Yeah, you just jump into that? She gets shot by the Joker.
Clayface.
And you're like, the fuck? And you're like, hi, Batman. It's me.
Yeah.
And you're up totally on the balcony. It's totally fucked up. And you're like, wait a minute. You're on the floor. How are you up there?
Yeah. He's all, and his face is all fucked up.
I bet you're all confused about what's going on.
Yeah.
He's like, let me introduce somebody to you. And then the Joker on the floor stands up.
I forget what his name is, but it's Clayface. I forget what his real name is, because he says what his name is. He's like, oh, it's Jim. And he turns around and he's all like mutated. But the cutscene that they show you is remember when I said the Joker turned around when he's messed up and then he turns around, he's fine? Well, what he was doing was they were doing the stupid cartoon thing, which is like totally Joker, when you fake that you're doing the other person thing. Like, it was a fake mirror. No. So he's looking in the mirror, putting this stuff on, and turning around, and yeah, it was him. So he was fine when he turned around, because you were pretending to be him. Yeah.
So he gets up, and he's like, I'm totally cool, because I'm Clayface.
It's Clayface, and he's awesome looking.
He is.
He's an awesome model of the character.
And as he's getting up, he's like, the only reason I'm doing this is because it's like the best role ever. I get to play Joker.
Yeah.
How fucking awesome is that?
Because just like, he was like, why were you even here? He's like, we let you out, and you were doing fine. He's just like, yeah, I wanted to be here.
Because he's an actor. Yeah. He wants to act.
That's a good. Yeah, he was an actor. Yeah, and totally cool. It's a cool fight, much better fight than the first game.
Mm-hmm. So he starts throwing pieces of himself at you. He'll like curl into a ball and roll at you, and
yeah, and if he rolls into,
he'll like make the hammer fists and try to squash
you. Yeah, what you have to do is you have to throw the ice bombs at him
until he's frozen.
But he'll also,
she stabs him. That's right. She doesn't shoot him. She stabs him with the sword.
Yeah, he'll roll at you, and if you in the right spot, he'll roll against something that blows up, and it takes off like a quarter of his power. So it makes it a little bit easier.
What's really cool is that what I noticed after I was fighting for a while, the clay sticks to you.
Yeah, it does that. Also, throughout this game, your suit gets more and more fucked up.
Yeah, like it just like by the end of the game, you like half your suit's gone. Just
yeah, you're like
shit.
Missing like an arm. Yeah,
the crap you know, I'm white.
I can't tell by your face.
Dang. All
right.
They also know he doesn't shave.
Now, is there three? Is there three levels of this, or is there two?
Well, at first it's two. So after you freeze him all the way, you run up to him, and you pull the sword out of his back.
Yeah.
And you just start slicing. You start beating him with the sword.
Makes no sense.
Yeah. Eventually, you stab him back in the same spot.
Yeah.
Which is convenient.
You fight him with the sword, stick it back in him, and then he gets moves around. Like, why would he leave the sword?
So then you
in
do
him?
The whole thing again. So you have to do that whole spiel twice.
Yeah. It's not hard. It's really not that hard. It's pretty cool. It's all patterns and timing.
And then,
it's a lot of fun.
So after you kill him, after you beat him the second
time, he does the blade floor swipe too. Like, yes. He'll turn his hands to like blades and then swing. You just jump over them.
So after you freeze him the second time, you literally slice him up into slices.
Yeah. Like cake.
And you're like, cool, he's dead. But not really.
No.
So what happens next?
You break through the floor.
I think
you
fall through the floor with him.
Yeah.
And then he kind of like thaws and he spawns little clay people.
Yeah.
And he's in the background, but he's like kind of like gelatinous now. He can't, you know, hold his shape.
Yeah, he's amorphous. He can't hold his shape, yeah, because you beat him so much.
So you have to keep throwing the grenades at him while beating off the...
you got to beat them off?
You beat off the clay people with what?
There's also there's a Lazarus pit in the background.
You beat him with one hand and you fight him with the other.
I've done that before.
So after you freeze them this time, so you have to like keep fighting all the little clay people and then keep throwing the grenades at the same time.
Yeah.
And eventually he'll freeze with his mouth open. So you swan dive into his mouth and you blow him up from the inside.
Yeah, from the inside. And then he just kind of melts into the Lazarus pit, which I was just like, oh, Jesus.
No, he doesn't.
I thought he did. I thought he did.
Because then what happens is after you do that, you're like, all right, Joker, I'm coming for you now.
Hmm.
So he's up on above the Lazarus pit in like a tub, like one of those like smelting things.
Yeah.
Where they pour the metal out of.
Yeah, yeah.
Crucible. That's what it's called. The giant crucible. So you're like, no, you're not. And he throws like a batarang and he knocks the crucible down and then it swipes down and Joker falls off and then it pushes Clayface into the Lazarus pit because Joker wants to jump in it.
Yeah.
And they kind of like, it's like it's overloaded and blows up, kind of.
That's what happens. Yeah.
So you're like, so he's like, can I have the cure? He's like, you know you're going to give it to me. I'm Joker.
Yeah,
like,
you're holding the cure in your hand.
You're half of it. You drank half of it already.
Yeah.
You're like, he's like, come on, I'm the Joker. This is what we do. You know, I kill people. You stop me. Everybody has a good time. So you're sitting there like contemplating this and he jumps on your back and stabs you in the shoulder. Like, why would you do that?
I don't know. He's the Joker.
And he drops the vial and breaks open everything. Yeah. He's like, he starts like trying to lick it up off the floor.
Yeah, it spreads on the floor and he's just like, oh, he's licking his fingers.
And he's like, you want to know something funny, Joker? I was totally going to give you the cure, even though I hate you.
Yeah, he's like, all this time, I'm still going to save you.
You know what? That's pretty funny.
Yeah. So he just kind of lays on his back and then just fucking dies, man.
So
Joker dies.
And you pick him up. Now, I had a bug. So I'm walking out like it loads for a minute in between cutscenes, and he's walking out with the Joker in his arms.
Yeah.
And I'm watching the cutscene, and I had no sound.
Yeah. Well, the whole time it's just...
Did you have sound during that part?
Yeah, it's Harley Quinn crying.
See, I didn't get
that. She's just like, oh my God. Yeah, it was pretty sad. I cried.
Because Gordon rolls up with a bunch of cop cars and you're just walking out like this and you drop him on the hood of a car.
Because they're like, what happened in there?
And Gordon's like, what happened? What'd you do? What happened? And you just like, fuck you. You just keep walking.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
That's how it ends.
It's pretty sad. So the Joker died. I don't know if they're ever going to make another one of these. I know What's-His-Name said he wasn't going to do the voice again. He said he liked the script so much in this that that's the only reason why he did it. I mean, they should get away from Joker anyway, I think. I'm kind of sick of the Joker, but they killed the Joker. It's crazy. I'd like to see Harley Quinn take over. I think she's got the chutzpah.
She got the chutzpah?
That's pretty sad. So then the credits roll, and then after about 2 or 3 minutes into the credits, you get a song.
It says, throughout the game, Joker leaves you voicemails.
Yeah.
So, like, every once in a while, you'll get a voicemail from Joker. Like, oh, look what I figured out. I can call you, and I can leave you voicemails. Yeah. This is going to be so cool. We're going to be best friends. Yeah. We're going to talk all the time. It's going to be great.
He does. I think he does actually.
So you get, like, four or five of these. Yeah. You get, like, four or five of these throughout the whole game. Like, why would you call me back? Call me back. Come on. Let's talk. What's going on? I want to know how your day was.
Yeah.
So then, during the credits, like, you have a new voicemail. And what's the voicemail?
It's the Joker singing to you.
Oh,
and he's singing Only You from the Platters. And it's fucking creepy.
It is creepy. It actually says new message received 3 hours ago. So you're like,
because before you're dead. It was sad. You know, it's the Joker, and it's just sad. It's sad because you know Batman wants to save him. I cried. I cried like a little girl.
Did you? You wept? He squirted with you?
I didn't. I was sad. I was sad for Harley.
You should have sidled in. Hey, Harley, I'm here for you, baby.
Kick my ass.
So after the so there's actually more after the credits. You play as Catwoman again.
Oh yeah, I didn't. Okay, I was wondering why the credits were so long.
It's real quick, actually. What happens is you go back to your apartment to go bring. I don't know why, just to go to your apartment because you're getting ready to leave Arkham, and when you go there, they booby trapped it, so it blows up, so you get like blown out of the building. And there's, like, guys waiting for you. You're like, oh, fuck, she didn't die. So, like, you beat them up. And you find out that Two-Face stole all your stuff out of your apartment.
She says that because when you... After the credits, you just start another game and it leaves you off.
Yes.
And there's cats on top of the building. Yes. And when you go over to the cats, you can switch to Catwoman.
And they tell you you're supposed to find all your stuff after that, but... So what happens is you have to go to the...
That's what she says. She's like, I got to find Two-Face. He took all my stuff.
Two-Face is in the museum, just hanging out with your stuff. But you know she's... they know you're coming.
Tampons? What?
You're bleeding. I mean, what are you going to do? So when you get to the museum, like, you hear them talking, like, Two-Face is like, listen, Catwoman's going to show up. I have her shit. She's going to show up.
Is he?
So you have to fight Two-Face, but the Two-Face, it's like, he's on, all right, it's the part where the three guards are, where the Mr. Freeze suit is.
Okay.
And he's like on that, remember that little bridge where they had the hostages in the middle?
Yeah.
He's on that bridge. And there's goons everywhere. And you're really weak because you're a woman and you're not in the kitchen. So you have like no armor.
Don't let Jay hear you say that.
Why?
What the hell her name is? The one from...
fuck her.
The one making fun of you.
She's listening to this. Come on. She doesn't like good games. She likes fucking Warhammer. Fuck her.
We might have goaded her into listening.
She likes Warhammer. Come on. She's not going to listen to good games.
I like Warhammer. I just don't like that game.
No, so
we're still waiting for her. She hasn't responded yet.
He has like this much health. But he has an RPG. And it's like...
Did he have two of them?
No, he only had one of them. And your video is totally frozen. You look really weird.
Oh, I'm not frozen over here.
There you go. Okay. He's got like the he's got the same RPG that Penguin had, so it's like, you know, the one with the drum on it. So it's just like, so once he hits you once, he hits you 90 times.
Wow.
And they all have guns. So what you have to do is you have to beat him up, and they just keep respawning guys. So it's not like you can just kill every, you know, take everybody out and then just kill them. So you have to like wait for the right time, and then just beat the crap out of him and hope you don't die. And then you just beat him up, and he. And then that's when it jumps back.
What kind of creep is he's taking your stuff? I got Catwoman's purse. My God, I'm going to find out who Catwoman is. Who the fuck is Selina Kyle?
You actually have another fight right before that with just a bunch of guys.
I have no idea who this is.
It's like another one of those gladiator pit fights. That's right before you fight Two-Face.
They did that in the Justice League. Fucking the Flash and Lex Luthor switch bodies.
Yes, we know.
He's like, and he goes into the thing.
I don't know.
He's like, I can finally find out who the Flash is. And he takes off the mask. And he's like, I have no idea who this is. Because why would he know who he is? It's Barry. Yeah. Like, he's like a nobody. Okay. Well, that was long.
Yeah, the only other thing, I did that I didn't talk about, I think, was Deadshot. So after you find, he kills that one guy, when he kills the next guy, you follow it and you find his tripod where he had the sniper rifle mounted to. And you find out like it's made of a certain alloy that's only made in one part of Malaysia. And then after he kills the third guy, you find out where he is, and his body's in the snow, like his outline is in the snow from where he was laying down. And you find some weird thing, and you track him down, and you just take him out. He's in, and when you actually fight him, he's in like a circle, and he's standing in the middle of the circle. And if he sees you, you know, he kills you. So you gotta like sneak up to him, and take him out.
Amazing, Troy. I will never do that.
And it's cool because after you capture him too, since there's no jail. There's a, remember above the subway, there was like a cable car just like hanging out doing nothing?
Because there was a question mark on top of a horse that I had no idea how to get.
Yeah, you have to like glide on it.
Of course.
Like right over there, there's a cable car like hanging out doing nothing. You put him in that cable car and lock him in.
Oh, okay. I remember that because one of the blood trails goes through that. Yeah,
you actually put him in there and you lock the door and he can't get out. And that's his
It's pretty cool. I like the idea. They expanded on the first game a lot. I liked it.
I thought it was fucking fantastic.
I liked it more that I'm talking about it now than I did when I was first playing it. I really liked it a lot because it was short.
I mean, I played 15, 16 hours of it, and it feels like it was 20 minutes. Like I would
probably play like 6-7 hours. I think I played.
I looked it up on Raptor, and it was like 15 hours. And every day I came home from work, I was like, I fucking want to play Batman. Yeah, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to eat. I don't want to sleep. I just want to play Batman.
I was doing that with Ready Player One. I read the shit out of that book.
Told you it was good.
I'm reading Moneyball now, and it's actually really fucking good.
I heard it was.
No, I don't want to see the movie. I don't care about the movie, but the book is actually it's really good. There's a lot of Mets stuff in it.
So was Ready Player One as good as I said it was?
Yeah, it was really good. I recommend that to anybody who's really nerd and from the
80s. Oh, God, if you know anything about 80s stuff and you're a nerd like us.
Yeah, even I think the audiobook would be great, too. Look up Ready Player One.
It's Ernest Cline.
It's just his first really book. Cool, it's a pretty cool book. It's got all. It's a very big nerdgasm. All kinds of nerd everything.
Yes.
Monty Python, Firefly,
Ghostbusters,
80s video games,
Back to the Future,
Ghostbusters, you know, Back
Pac-Man,
to the Future, old anime,
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, it's all blended into one thing. It's pretty cool. So you can't even describe it. You just gotta like read it. Very good. I liked it. You liked it. It was cool. It was a really cool book. It's like one of your favorite books now, right?
Yeah. I can't wait for the movie. I hope the movie's good.
They're making a movie?
Yeah, you didn't read the...
Oh.
Not the epilogue. that where he thanks people.
Holy shit!
If you read the part, you know, after, you know, what is it called? At the end when they thank everybody.
The acknowledgments.
Yeah, the acknowledgments. He said, he's like, I want to thank Warner Brothers for believing in this movie, in this book that could be a movie.
Damn.
The book came out in like August.
Yeah, it did.
It's 2011. He already got options.
No, like 2 months ago.
It's crazy.
I'm gonna read that Steve Jobs book, but I'm gonna wait for the other one to come out.
It is out. It came out Monday.
Oh, the one with the guy who interviewed him? Mm-hmm. What's that one called?
Steve Jobs.
That's the one I wanted. You said no.
I thought you wanted the other one. It was called
No.
That one's called Icon, I think.
No. I want the one that just came out. No, I fucking downloaded it too, and I deleted it because you were like, that's not it.
I didn't say that's not it. I said make sure get the new one.
Yeah, I want that one.
I thought it wasn't coming out until November.
Because that's the one where he totally like trashes Android because he's a piece of shit. He was like, I want to destroy them.
He goes, I want to go thermonuclear war on Android because they stole everything.
I wonder if
meanwhile he stole everything from freaking everybody else.
I wonder if they have the part where he paid to get into the front of the line for his liver. Did they have that? They had the part where the little kid dies because he couldn't get his liver because it went to Steve Jobs.
Yeah, that part where he bought a house in Minnesota to be close to the Mayo Clinic.
I wonder if that happened.
I wonder if the part where he fathered a child out of wedlock and refused to give the mother any money is in there.
Now, it's supposed to be like a no holds barred book, so maybe that would be in there. Some kid, one of my friends the other day, posted something about Steve Jobs, and then some fucking asshole Apple fiend under it was just like, oh, I mean, it takes most people who have pancreatic cancer, it takes them like 5%, or like 95% of those people die and whatever, and
he
fucking
died.
Steve lived. I know, but it was just like they die in like 2 years, and they were like, oh, Steve lived for 6 years or whatever. I was like, they were fucking billionaires.
Yeah, exactly.
And they were like, no, it was like, and they was like, yeah, you can buy a liver, but you can't buy a new pancreas. And I was like, oh, fucking Magic Johnson must, you know, he must not have AIDS then, right?
Pretty much.
Because that's not the only reason why he's not still alive. I hate, that's such stupidity.
It is.
Of course he was alive because he was rich. Of course.
If he was us, he would have been dead like a minute after he was
dying. If you have the most money, if you have infinity money, which he had, you can buy whatever the fuck you want. Oh, we have a new treatment that might possibly work. It'll keep you alive for about 20 more seconds, but it's $3 billion. Fine, I'll take it.
I'll take two.
Of course, that's what happened. He wasn't just like, oh, my will is so strong. Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, it's just such a genius. He has such a strong will. He just stayed alive longer. Sure. I'm sure he just stayed alive one more day.
I'm sure the $8 billion
super spectacular four-ass.
I'm sure the $8 billion had to see that thing launched. That he was worth didn't hurt him.
It's a load of crap. I just want to smack people in the face and they stupid shit.
Is probably what killed him. Like, I can't believe they actually did that.
It's a piece of shit. It's like the same people that stick up for Michael Jackson and like smack him in the face. Like, shut up. I sympathize more with fucking people like Hitler. Like, at least he was doing something.
Terrible.
Man had a goal and he went for it. What?
That's terrible.
I'd say he was right. At least, you know, he's doing something.
All
right. Did more than you.
This is long. This is long. We should end this. Anything else to say about Batman?
No.
There's
really
also
good.
Literally 500 Riddler trophies. There's like 400
Yeah, I
something.
Can't even imagine. I was very happy that they made you... Each one of those was experience points because it was easy to level up.
Like, this is actually a gadget I didn't get.
Me too.
I don't know what the hell it is. I don't know how to get it.
It was in the top left-hand corner.
No, mine was in like the middle...
Oh, no. Oh, I have that.
What is it?
I don't know, but I have it. Mine's in the top left. There's no thing in the top left.
That's probably the freeze grenade one or something. I don't know.
Something like that. No, I have the freeze grenade, obviously, because I couldn't beat the game.
Well, not that freeze grenade. The other one you get from the boiler room.
It's probably it. You're probably correct, sir. I wonder what you didn't get.
I have no idea. I don't even know how to figure it out.
What the hell did I do that you didn't do?
I don't know.
Nothing.
It's weird. We'll figure it out.
Switching through those things was a little annoying.
Yeah, because you had to use the directional pad, and there were some on the corners, and like the directional pad doesn't do well with corners.
And then when they ran out of the corners, you had to go up double, like twice, and you're just like, I don't want that. But it didn't really take away from them. I thought this game was a lot easier than the first game. But I'm happy with that. You know, I
didn't think it was easier or harder. I thought it was about the same.
No, I thought it was a lot easier.
I thought it was perfectly paced.
It was very good. If you just go through the storyline, it's even fantastic because it's just like
The only annoying thing about that is if you just go through the storyline, is there's just all you'll see is bleeping things of things you have to do that you haven't done yet.
I have no problem with that. No. I finished this game in like Nora. 3 days.
You just find Nora and she's like in an ice block in the corner. You're like, okay, she's fine. And you go tell him. You're like, all right, she's fine. He's like, thank you about the man.
Thanks for trying to kill me. All right.
You are an ice guy. Anything else?
Yeah. No, next week should be a viewer request.
Hopefully we got to get him in on this.
Well, he's going to come too? We're still going to do it even if he doesn't come.
Yeah, I know, but I would like him to come on because he wanted to.
All right. Some people have
anything else to add? Because this is long.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
Thank you for listening. Go play Batman.
You know, if you want to find out more playing this game.
If you want to find out more information about the show, you can check out the website, spoileralertshow.com. If you want to send us feedback, you can email us, spoileralertshow@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter @spoileralertshow. You can call the voice line, 856-SPOIL-01. You can check out the videos, youtube.com/spoileralertshow or vimeo.com/spoileralertshow or both. You can watch two at the same time. We're sorry for last week because it was like 9 hours long. And
I was going to say we didn't talk about the video, but we'll get into it maybe next week or something.
It's very long. What else? Where can they find you?
I am on Twitter @Gonzo666.
I am on Twitter @AceMilo. You can follow us on Google Plus and check in on Get Glue and all that fun stuff. Links are in the show notes or on the website and everything. Oh, God. All right. I think we should just end this because it's freaking long as hell.
Yeah. We'll put a little surprise at the end of this one, too.
Make sure you send that to me.
I got to send it to you tonight.
All right.
Hey. Cookie time.
Cookie time.
You have one missed call. Call received 3 hours ago.
Only you can make this world seem right. Only you can make the darkness bright. Only you and you alone can thrill me like you do and fill my heart with love for only you. Only you can make this change in me, for it's true. You are my destiny. When you hold my hand, I understand the magic that you do. You're my dream come true, my one and only you. Only you can make this change in me, for it's true, you are my destiny. When you hold my hand, I understand the magic that you do. You're my dream come true, my one and only you.